Still flaming gas.
At least he didn't play the harmonica.
Yeah, yeah.
At least he didn't play
the harmonica. Thanks, Charles.
You talked him into it.
Oh, no. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
You know if you mentioned it.
Fuck you, Joe. Fuck you, Joe. There you go. That's good.
Hello, please.
Hello, please. It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network on this side of the world and also on internet radio stations around the
world.
It is the Ham Radio Show. 718-977-1347,000 is not our number.
2569.
Carry the one.
You raise it, yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I started the old one and went into the new one. 1-888-330-2569. That's 1-888-330-2569.
You should change that number. I don't like that number.
You fucking hate that number, but I don't care. Because I pay for it and you don't.
Okay.
Joe, you didn't. You never have to dial it. So
that's true.
You know. That's true. Not that I would.
Yeah, not that he could. He wouldn't know what to do. Press one. When now? Yes, you do.
Hello?
But I keep dialing 033.
I don't know what to do. One, oh, wait. Where's the triple button? I think. Is he's the fat guy says triple
eight. Get those calls every.
Which one? Which one?
Call, hello? We got one. It's on your Medicare.
Yeah,
forget it.
They're running a scam because what you do is if you say the word at all, you say yes.
Yeah.
Like if they go, is this Joe? And you say yes, they have you recorded as saying yes.
Really?
And then what they do is they go to friggin' what we do for a living here on broadcasting, and they edit out everything, and they go, yeah, this guy said yes, we got it on file, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go right to court, and you can go to court with them, and you're now saying the word yes.
Yeah, but then
and dump your voice into that AI shit and have them talking just like
amazing. It's a shame what the technology.
When they call me, I just pretend I'm jerking off.
Well, when I go, are you my son? Hello, are you? I haven't seen you so long, you son of a bitch. Come and see me.
I'm not wearing pants. Why can't you give me pants?
Who is this?
And whenever you see the scam likely calls, as you do,
yeah. I always do the whole, like, I'm just like, I'm having sex. I make the noise like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? Who is this? Speak slowly. And then half the time they don't come in, they don't call back. And then I get the one now for that and the actual person from the blood bank, from the New York City blood bank. They legitimately are live and on the air talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally you start going like, I gotta take a shit. What? What do you want?
You guys make funny
I'm not giving
calls
blood.
When you were a kid. Did you guys make funny phone calls?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Get on the phone and call people.
Now it's
over
because they got that Trace call shit and everything like that. When we were kids, that's all we did all night. Break people's balls.
By the way, sitting in on today's show, I should say that because Joe goes, You guys! Riggy has brought a friend. Ricky finally has a friend. He's brought one in today for show
finally,
and tell.
Yeah.
His friend is named Tim. Tim is here for the show.
Yeah.
Tim, say hi to the people.
How you doing? How's hey. Everybody doing?
Tim has excellent
Hi, people.
Hi, people.
Hi, people.
Hi, people. How are you? Hi, people. Hello, people.
Hey,
look,
Tim,
we got the ham cam that now floats around. Watch, I can turn. There's Tim.
It's big time, bro.
There you go. Yeah, big time. Ricky. Yeah,
big time.
There's so Billy.
Hey, Tim. Tell me an embarrassing story about Rick. Tell me something embarrassing. Yes. You know, all your life, he's got to done some fucked up thing in his life.
Oh, my God.
We all have.
Has Ricky ever shit his pants in front of you?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, Ricky was a funny guy. He could tell jokes. He was a comedian.
Make sure you stay on that microphone. I want to hear
him. He was a comedian. He really could tell a lot of jokes. I mean, he could tell you more stories about
things. That's what we did back then. Yeah. We called it ranking. We just sit out there and tell jokes, crack jokes on each other.
We don't tell a lot.
But we were during the days when we built our own go-karts.
Yep.
So we were trying to be like the little rascals and shit. You build your own go-karts and shit, this and that, whatever.
It's shoot a shame. Skelly. Skelly. Kids today, they don't know how to do shit.
No. You guys remember Skelly? You get these towels.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Man, it's jaw top. That was your big top.
You got to stay on the mic.
That was your big top. You had the mayonnaise jaw top. It was your big top. You would scrape the bottle of the regular beer bottle. And you had that little small top. That was your pot shot time. You was fill it with tar. You remember that?
Yeah, you used to load them up, man.
With tar or wax.
Wax.
Yeah.
Wax was the big one. Because you get the wax candy.
Right. Or the clay.
Yeah.
Even the clay. Oh, put the clay in there, too.
Let's go to the phone lines. You're running 213. Who's calling?
It's Melrose.
Melrose, how you doing, buddy?
I love how Joe, don't scream into the mic. Joe's the first one. No!
I didn't scream into the mic.
You totally did.
I did not.
Hello, Melrose. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm at the bus stop here in Hollywood.
All right.
Oh, shit. I'm the only white Republican that rides the bus in L.A.
Are you singing the bird song?
I was going to say, you should be fucking like Rosa Parks, but, white. Go sit in the back of the bus and then get forced to the front. I'm sitting back here. Fuck off. He's opposite.
Man, I love you. Listen, I got to tell you.
Please do.
I got to tell you, all these mass shootings,
this
most
is crazy.
Of them the last few years have been done by, trans people. Trans. T-R-A-N-S.
Yes, we know what trans means, Melrose. Thank you. it is, but, I mean, look, it doesn't matter if you're trans or if you're fucking not trans or if you're black, if you're white, if you're a fucking nut job, you're a fucking nut job.
Yeah, nuts is nuts, man.
And really, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, because I know that Jerry wanted to call in, too. Jerry's going to call in later in the show. If you're living under a rock and have no clue that it was a school shooting.
Church shooting.
Well, it was a Catholic school.
It was Catholic school. But
so
they
it was
were
a,
in the church.
They were in church at the time.
Yeah, having mass.
And we have an update that 17 people have been shot. Three that are significantly wounded, and I believe that two are dead. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
See, but that's the thing, right? It's bad enough, the shootings in general, but kids, man. Why you gotta go shoot kids?
Because obviously, yet again, it goes back to what I always say. It's not about the guns.
Yeah, it's
the guns don't do shit. Mm-hmm. A retard, a psychotic, an asshole has
Amen.
To pick up the gun.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the gun doesn't do
Amen.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a perfect example. That candy bar doesn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Me eating that candy bar makes me a fat ass.
It sure does.
That's what it does. You mean like you?
That's true.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, asshole.
You didn't eat the candy bar.
We get all for that, yeah.
Eddie.
This guy. Over here. What?
Eddie.
What? Melrose.
I heard Kurt. I hear Curtis is going up in the polls.
A little bit, yeah.
Curtis Sliwa, I still say we.
Yeah,
need...
they say he'll be at 13 points by the end of the week. Yeah. He's at 12 now, but.
Well, look. I see. I never trust polls to begin with because polls also told us that Trump wasn't going to win.
He got to talk more than about just crime.
Eddie, you are right on.
There's a lot of other fucking
Eddie,
issues.
You are smart.
He's not talking about nothing. All you talk, we know you're going to. We know you're going to fight crime.
Baba Booey.
We know you're going to fight crime. That's your thing.
It
is, but that's his thing. But there's a lot of other shit he need to discuss.
What would you like him to discuss?
He got to talk about the education system. He got to talk about. The shit with food stamps and all this other shit. There's a lot of issues here in New York.
Yes, that is a black
guy. Yes, the black guy talking. Yeah,
we have two today. We met our quota.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We have two black guys here.
Yeah,
yeah. I got a great joke.
There you go again, man. See, them jokes going to get you cut up the ass.
Hold on. Let him do the joke. Don't show off in front of Tim.
No.
Just because you have another black guy here. Yeah. Hold on.
We cut people.
A black guy walked down the street with a parrot, right?
A black guy walked down the street carrying a parrot. Yeah, go ahead.
Guy says, where'd you get that thing? Parrot says, Africa.
Oh, you did that joke.
I told that last week, man.
You did that joke last week, Maros.
And the reason why I did that.
Even though it's accurate, we don't like it.
You from funny, you bastard.
You bastard.
I got another one.
Go ahead. There's a parrot walking on a black guy. Oh, go ahead.
No blacks in this. Don't worry.
No blacks. No
Italian. Black.
Everybody calm down.
No blacks.
They're racist.
Italian, Jewish guy, and a Greek guy. And they're walking down the street in Hollywood. Suddenly they get hit by a lightning bolt, they die. So they go to heaven, they want to come back to life, and God says, I'll let you come back, but don't do that one thing you like to do. So they all go back, so they agree they will not do the one thing they want to do. They go back to Earth, and the Italian guy sees a pizza place. You know, goes in and grabs a slice, he figures God won't know. He downs the slice, boom, he's dead. So then it only leaves the Greek guy and the Jewish guy. So somebody is rolling a penny down the road, the Jew bends over to pick it up, and the Greek guy disappears.
See, you get it, folks?
I got it.
Look, see, he's not just racist. He's fucking, you know, gentrophobic,
yeah,
too.
Italian disappeared.
The Greek.
Yeah, the Greek disappeared.
I have to explain this to Rick. The Greek has the butt sex.
Melrose,
who's Jewish, he bent over to pick up the penny. Okay. Do you understand? And then the other guy swallowed, so he's dead. And we are not racist on this show, Ricky. Yeah. You take that back.
Think about the future.
With your Frederick Douglass hairdo today. You take it back.
I think Curtis ought to tell those jokes. He'll get elected.
Yeah, he probably would.
Tells those jokes.
He'll get shot.
You know, Curtis. Tell him the jokes and see what he says.
All right, so we'll open with a. When we have Curtis Sliwa on, I will make the point. I'm going, Melrose likes to tell you a joke. Don't do the African parrot one.
No, please. No,
don't do that one. You can do the bending over and everyone does. That's fun. But leave the African parrot out of it. Please, would you do that? Tim's getting upset. All right?
No, Melrose.
We need the parrot vote. I know.
All right.
The parrot's vote.
All right, Melrose, I'll talk to you later. You better get some ham radio signs out. And start walking around.
West Coast.
I'm telling you, ass kissing today.
He told me I was smart as Howard Stern. They want Melrose. They want you to kiss my ass.
Classic. That's not classic Melrose.
You're better than Howard Stern.
I'm better than Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I didn't say you're better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say you're wealthier.
No, I'm not.
You know, you're a great guy. You're a brilliant guy. Howard.
He's right.
The old Howard.
I can't say Melrose is wrong.
Baba Booey.
All right, Melrose, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, buddy, thank you.
You know Michael Rappaport?
I know Michael Rappaport, yes.
He's a friend of mine. Tell him I say hi.
I will. Okay. Billy, get Michael Rappaport on the phone and call him back.
He'll be like, who the fuck is this?
Well, Michael Rappaport thinks he's black, so that would be the third black person on the show.
He's an actor.
I know. Yeah.
He was selling Mike's Mayonnaise for a while.
Mike's Mayonnaise is delicious.
He was the killer in Higher Learning.
Yes.
There you go.
And somehow he's going to move that to us now because I'm white and bald.
There you go.
He's going to go, he looked just like Eddie, but fat.
Who's that?
Michael Rappaport. No. Eddie looks like Michael Rappaport, but fat. That's what he'll do because he called us racist, Billy, and we're not. I have two black. First off, two black guys in the studio. We should get a sign that says how many that we have in it at a time.
Like you said, you made the call.
You're like McDonald's.
You're like a million blacks served, and they all can sit, and it's fun.
Yeah, normally I'm the only one, even when there's guests here.
Well, that's not my fault. Sometimes we have black guests, so what do you say for that? Michael Jai White was on the show. He's black.
He wasn't in here.
No, but he's on the phone. If I was a racist, I wouldn't pick up the black guy's phone call. And be
he's a famous guy.
But if I was a fucking ungodly racist, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't pick up the phone. You wouldn't even have him on as a guest.
No, because I'd be an uber. Then that's when I become super racist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want anybody of color.
He'd be like, I don't care who you are. You ain't going to be on my show.
Damn right, Tim. Tim gets it. The fuck? Katie and Nick in the Facebook Live suite. He just shot her. Nick is in there. Katie's in there. Katie, Kinky Katie, by the way, with the beautiful boobies, is in there as well.
Joe's done.
I love that. It's very nice. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard the biggest story. I mean, let's put the mass shooting on the back burner today because the biggest story.
This story must be really big.
It's huge. It's one of the most biggest stories that is out there in the world. It is on the cover of every paper known to man.
Oh, boy. I already know what you're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the cover of the New York Post. The one and only Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married. They're getting hitched.
Who?
For some reason, Travis Kelce, don't know if you know, big-time radio podcaster Travis Kelce. And locally, I think she's a local musician. I think her name is Taylor Swift. She's getting married. I just what's funny is I want to make bets right now. Do we think this fucking shit is going to be on the television? Are we going to have a televised?
No, there might be the helicopter guys flying over, you know, that kind of shit. If she has a big wedding, you know.
Well, see, he's talking more
I'm talking about like,
when the prince died, got married. Would they be? Would it be televised, the wedding?
And not only that, would it be fucking sponsored by, like, you know, Tampax?
Who knows?
Or something.
VH1 or somebody
They might do a special on it, you know. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
It's the Taylor Swift wedding.
You know, Taylor Swift wedding. Wow.
Brought to you by tampons.
Yeah, check those shoes, man.
I like to go on the record by saying, who gives a fuck?
Well, obviously these fucking people, because it's on the cover of the Post.
You know what I found out the other
day? It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every story, every morning radio jagoff that was out there had to do a story about it today. Yeah. It is a story. Mm-hmm. Whether or not we like it or not, Ricky, I understand you want to be Mr. fucking cool and cynical, and you're like, who the fuck cares about no Taylor Swift?
I'm just saying.
ain't no Diana Ross, I'll tell you that right now.
No, it's just that I'm like, you know, everything's a fucking story with these people, man. I'm like,
we make
you know,
a... We make our heroes, you know?
It's like, Jesus, bro.
But it's But the thing is, it's not going anywhere. That's the
fucking
problem.
No, I'm saying, I understand it's a big story to people.
No, not just the story.
Who care?
I'm talking about in general.
Because she has a lot of fans and shit. He has a lot of fans and this and that. So I get it, whatever.
A lot of money involved, too. Like,
right.
You know, even if she divorces him, he's going to be fucking loaded.
Mm-hmm.
He's already
loaded.
You know,
from his own money.
This out the other
day. He's got NFL money. He's got fucking money from...
Sean Penn.
Everything.
Has been married 3 times. And all 3 times, he's made millions off the woman he's married. He married all.
He marries up.
He marries up. Mm-hmm. And one woman had to give him $15 million, another plus a couple of houses in Malibu and things like that. He made almost $100 million off of other women.
Yeah.
God bless him.
He's a professional husband.
Yeah.
He's a fucking genius.
You want this dick, you're going to pay for it, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get this for free, you know.
And that's exactly how he says it, Joe. Fucking dick.
He's a professional pimp.
Yeah.
Is that how he got the Harvey Milk?
Madonna had to pay him something like $50 million or something like
that. Yeah. Madonna had to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah, paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
You would think we did her around because he ain't no slouch. He's got some bread of his own.
He's hung like a mule.
That's true. Yeah.
That's the fucking problem.
He took advantage of the system, which was cool at the time because you know men were getting killed.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
when a brother.
Yeah.
You know, when a man got a chance to, you know, get some money off a woman, we were like, that's what I'm talking
cheering
about.
Cheering them on.
Well, people should take a lesson from that. Like, if you're like a Donald Trump or shit like that, you got to marry somebody with more money than
you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You got to look around.
Yeah,
they
got Mary J. Blige like that, too.
Yeah. Not a lot of them had more money than Trump in his marriage.
He's a rare guy, you know. Yeah. But, you know, like Musk, he's got like 14 kids and no wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them all.
No, he didn't marry that last one?
I don't think so, man.
When they named their kid like colon hypersign equals.
Is that the one that was called?
Yeah,
it had a weird
fucking name.
You mean like an asshole colon?
Is that the one that was in the
colon
White House?
Like an asshole. I mean colon like the fucking grammatical.
That's the little
thing.
One that was in the White House calling Trump all kind of money.
I don't know if it was that one. Oh. I couldn't pick out Musk kids. If you gave me a lineup and a fucking a bunch of candy to give them, I wouldn't know who the fuck they were at all.
I'd love to be one of his kids, man.
Knock, Halloween, hello, trick or treat.
I don't think he's married.
He never got married.
He's got four or five women laying around, you know.
Oh, so that's why he's happy.
Yeah.
Because he never got married.
Well, that's why he has time to do all this shit, is the truth. You got a wife, you got to take care of the kids and shit like that. You got to spend time.
Joe, he's got $8 billion. He can build a robot to spend time with his wife.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say. They want to see you. And now he says, oh, fuck you. We ain't married.
Honey, I'm working on a rocket.
Yeah.
I don't care what bag you take
zoo. I want to go to Mars next
week. For Christ's sake, I'm trying to land the space rover.
You know they pissed because he won't marry them.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure he's like, yo, marry me, marry me.
Oh, he takes care of them, you know. Yeah, they're all taken care of.
They got billions and billions of fucking
dollars. Yeah, but you also have to worry about when you're in that kind of a tax bracket, you also have to worry about, like, if you do anything freaky. Like, if you, because now she can testify against you because you're not the wife. No. So automatically that opens up even legal bullshit later.
Isn't there some kind of law if you got like 14 dependents, you don't have to pay any taxes?
I don't know nothing about that.
How do you make up laws?
It's not up, because I know that I used to work for the Hasidim. And the person they used to do is pregnant, knock the kids out. And they wouldn't have to pay any taxes. It was 13 kids, and you don't have to pay any more taxes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views of Joe only express those of Joe.
That for me, Billy.
And first off, we don't know if it's true. You're just saying that the Hasidims keep popping out kids. We know.
It's part of their culture to fuck the government. You know, everybody knows that.
It sounds like if they're popping out kids, they're not just fucking the government.
Well, yeah. That's true, you know. Well, that's why they start young. I mean, they get married when they're 17, 18, you know, young people. They had a whole great community.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Kartenberg, who's speaking on behalf of the Hasidim.
Well,
Joe, any more facts to give to the people about the Orthodox religion?
They're great people. They really are. I mean, no seriously.
His speech changes. They're popping out kids. They're great people.
They are great
people.
They're
great people.
I worked for them for years, and they're really, you know.
Well, Baruch Atah Adonai, Joe.
I mean, there's a scumbag in every group. But
absolutely.
You're doing so well.
They're terrific people.
I hung out with a beautiful Jewish couple this whole weekend. We went to Connecticut. We went on a road trip.
Oh, you did?
Every spot in Connecticut, I think I hit. It's very nice. By the way, New Haven's rather nice.
I saw you with the pigs.
I was with pigs.
Yeah.
That was up in, I forgot
I'm
what.
I'm not touching that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Jews did not touch the pigs, so everybody's fine.
That's it.
I did walk around. We were walking. There's a ton of livestock, and I did tell the nice Jewish people that we were with, because they're both Orthodox Jews. Uh-huh. And I said, here's a room of things you can't eat.
Yes.
That's what the room was.
There you go, yeah.
Hey, because, like, the cows have milk. Milk makes the cheese. You can't eat them.
You
can eat the cow, but you can't eat the fucking cheese.
Do they have Amish country up there?
What happened?
They don't have Amish country.
No, it's more. Right? It's just. It's a lot of country, like, just redneck, shit-kicking hicks, farm people. Mm. Not, like, the Mennonites and the fucking.
That's up there.
That's different. No, no. Right? That's, you have to go towards, that's going towards Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania Dutch.
Right. Oh, okay.
This is Connecticut. Mm. Just a lot of fucking farmland, like, where we were was very rural, would be the terminology. And, yes, we went to a country fair. I had a giant corn dog that was about the size of my leg. Delicious. And then also went to the pavilion, where it's one of those country fairs where they're selling, like, here's Beatrice's pumpkin that she grew.
Right.
And it's got a thing. You can raffle it off and win this pumpkin.
Yeah, rutabaga and all
that like
shit.
A room full of vegetables. Not the vegetables like you're thinking. These are actual vegetables, not just people drooling on themselves.
Ones that provide vitamins.
Yeah. And then the other rooms were all, like, you know, cows and chickens and roosters and pigs and shit. But yes, there was a pig. I put it up on my Instagram. There was a pig named Ham. And since we are the Ham Radio Show, I bonded with this pig.
I can imagine.
After he took a big shit in the corner.
Yeah.
Big shit.
Broke out the applesauce and knife and fork.
Yes. I gotta say, pork is the only fucking product.
Yeah.
That when it's alive, it still looks delicious.
Really?
Yes, like a regular pig.
I think the opposite. You know,
a pig, no.
Walled in the mud.
When they're covered in mud, you're not going to eat them, obviously.
Well.
They were sitting on sawdust and shit, so they were fine.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't dirty at all.
They had a stink, though. Didn't they smell?
Well, the whole room smelled.
See?
We got cows and shit. Somebody else could take a shit in the corner, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even fucking know. Last night. I had a fucking thing. We had a fight in the backyard.
Cool.
A squirrel and a possum fought each other in my backyard.
What?
The possum lost.
What?
Not the squirrel. Sorry. Skunk. Not squirrel. I said skunk. Skunk and possum fought.
Oh.
And the smell that came out of the fucking skunk.
Oh, forget it.
Literally, I farted, gave myself a Dutch oven just to get through it.
Yeah.
That's how bad the smell was.
It's really bad.
And that shit lingers
horrendous.
For hours,
yeah.
bro.
No, it's still there today.
Yeah, that
a
shit
hint.
Lingers for hours, bro.
A hint of it this morning.
Get a shitload of tomato juice and hose down everything.
I'm not hosing shit. I'm going to let nature take its course.
Yeah,
we got to take a break. 1-888-330-2569. That's 1-888-330-2569. Let me tell you right now,
yeah.
we are doing a full, that's right, a full show of Hot Button Topics. Oh. If you want to tell us what you want to talk, we're not going to shy away from your phone calls. Give us a phone call. Tell us what's going on. We want to hear from you. 1-888-330-2569. And also on top of that, Facebook Live active as well with the new floating ham cam, which is me just lifting up the fucking camera and moving it around because we have no budget.
He's tiring himself
out. The hand is already fucking tired. I'm going to give it to one of you fuckers to work later. Tim's the guest. Give it to fucking Tim. I don't want to do it. For fuck's sake. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we got more stuff to talk about. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
Words.
Come on.
Let me put my foot out on your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for another game of Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community? Let's go to Ella in Santa Monica, California.
Hey, wait, I don't want to volunteer.
Well, I have a feeling you'll change your mind when you realize how much fun volunteering really can be.
But
in fact, Ella, we've asked your entire algebra class here to tell you more.
Wait, you did what?
Take it away, class.
Hey, Ella, we've been noticing you lately in algebra class.
You have?
I'm feeling some love here.
Yeah, and we were thinking that you should start tutoring people because you're all, like, smart and stuff.
I should?
Yeah, you free tonight?
Go for it!
I should.
They love you, Ella. Well, sounds like we have another happy volunteer.
That's me.
To find out ways you can volunteer in your community, log on to teensvolunteer.org and join us next time for another episode of Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community? Do what you like to do. Volunteer. A public service message brought to you by the USA Freedom Corps, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
What's going on, everybody? This is Johnny Vegas from Taste of Puebla. You can catch us every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in front of SiriusXM building at 1221 Avenue Americas in Midtown Manhattan. Catch us on Instagram, Taste of Puebla NYC, and Facebook, Taste of Puebla NYC 718. For all your booking and catering needs, we're here for you, any kind of cuisine. If you want to book us, Taste of Puebla NYC at gmail.com. Attention, bookings, and caterings. For all your catering needs. Don't forget, book us at tasteofpueblanyc@gmail.com. Attention, bookings, and caterings for all your catering needs. Also, we are the official dining spot of the Ham Radio Show.
I'm Uncle Eddie. Do you want to learn more about New York City? Are you too afraid to ask your local homeless guy?
What the fuck are you looking at?
This is my new home. With that pigeon. Hello, pigeon.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, then you've come to the right place. You need to watch New York Ham on Asai TV. Asai TV and New York Ham. What a combo!
DallasNovelty.com, America's adult toy store, was launched in 2003 by a pure entrepreneur, Nate Mahler. Since Dallas Novelty's inception, it has grown into a mega site for pleasure products offering over 17,000 items and has a strong following that rivals some of the largest online adult retailers. The two top adult business publications, XBIZ and AVN, have recognized DallasNovelty.com for our hard work and dedication to offering the best pleasure products available and the best service. The site has been consistently nominated year after year by industry award shows for their success in the e-commerce field in selling sex toys and other adult products. Our state-of-the-art warehousing system has everything ready to ship directly to you. You will get your package fast and always discreet. We ship discreet packages to customers from all walks of life, from A-list celebrities, porn stars, politicians, and the 89-year-old next-door neighbor lady ordering her new sex machine. We give the same discretion to all of our customers. All orders are packaged in plain brown cardboard boxes, USPS priority mail mail express boxes or UPS FedEx packaging. We offer unmatched customer service with a toll-free customer service phone line, 1-888-638-0682, or a quick email response at sales@dallasnovelty.com. Remember, we have the fastest shipping in the industry. To find the right sex toys or vibrators for you, please take a look at dallasnovelty.com, America's adult toy store. You will love it. dallasnovelty.com.
Tired of boring radio?
Yeah.
Three songs, then 15 minutes of mind-numbing commercials only to hear the same three songs again, just in a different order. You need to call your local stations and demand the ham. Flood the inboxes of everyone you can at your local stations. Blow up the request lines with Demand the Ham. Tell them you want the ham radio show on their airway. You won't regret it.
Demand the ham.
The Lauren Ross Show.
Probably so offensive by today's standards.
Available wherever you get your podcasts from, Daddy-O.
Hi, this is Cher, and you're listening to the greatest entertainment on the planet.
Ham Radio.
Gather around, friends, let's share a laugh. With love and good weed, we are feeling the path. In the weed shop, where the sunshine glows. Feel the love, yeah, everybody knows. Good vibes, high tides, we're feeling free. In the weed shop, come and blaze with me.
Yeah, the Weed Shop, the official cannabis connection of the Ham Radio Show. Family owned and operated, located conveniently in the heart of Staten Island, 4906 Arthur Kill Road. Right there, you just take a little drive, enjoy the scenery, get ready for some of the best cannabis that you have. Also, by the way, CBD vapes, all kinds of stuff like that, stuff for food as well. They have tons and tons and tons. Dog and cat toys. They have it all that can be awesome for your day. 718-535-3375. That's 718-535-3375. Or hit them up at theweedshop.co. That's theweedshop.co. I was telling everyone today about the Weed Shop, telling everybody about the delivery service. You can get your food and your weed now delivered to one place. You can't beat that, Joe. It's legitimately pizza time, weed time, bing, bang, boom, you're all done. For more information, go to the Weed Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E, remember, .co. For further details, it's the official cannabis connection of the Ham Radio Show, 4906 Arthur Kill Road, 718-535-3375.
Yeah.
It is the Ham Radio Show. We are live here today, along with Tim. Tim, say hi.
How you doing?
There you go. Okay. Tim is here. It's Tim Day.
The man, a few words.
On the program. He can't get a word in edgewise.
That's true, Joe. It's your fault.
For Christ's sake.
You're the guy.
We got an official announcement we're going to make later on in the program, also that affects next week's show and shows after that.
Oh. What?
So we'll get to that later. I don't want to fucking shoot my wad right now.
You better not.
But we're going to talk about that later. By the way, I don't know if you're watching the official ham cam, the floating ham cam. Yay, look at me. We're floating.
Hello.
On here right now, you can see that Billy's wearing his best black T-shirt and his jeans. And he has, if you can actually see Billy's shoes, he is wearing dress shoes. Me and Billy had to go to a wake today.
Oh, that's right.
So we want to give our condolences.
Passed.
Battery Boy's mom has passed away.
Danny,
might make a appearance on the other, on the Z cam.
There he is right
and
now.
There it is. There he is. This little Danny.
Say hi, Danny.
Well, his mama is no longer with us.
Yeah.
She was a fine woman.
She was.
And there was a lot of crying and hugging and talking and everybody else. It was and tomorrow me and not Billy, because Billy has kids, but I will be at the funeral. I just found out I'm possibly, don't know if I am going to be one, but possibly me and Piney going to be pallbearers.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow, so I have no clue. So it means I have to get there early to find out what my role is.
They usually don't do that anymore. You know, they have
wheels.
Professional guys, and they have wheels, you're right.
They got wheels!
Yeah.
Tim from the back, they got wheels!
They do!
Just wheel the dead person up there, you're fine.
It depends on if the church has a lot of steps and stuff like that going in and out. You know,
You're on that mic. I don't want to miss I don't want to miss a second.
He's still learning.
Of your Tim fuckingisms.
It'll be a while.
It depends on whether the church has some steps, you know, like a lot of steps, and you have to carry it.
Well, steps,
down.
Everyone knows, Tim, steps are my enemy. I don't enjoy them. Fuck them. I like escalators.
It might be terrible
if somebody dropped the thing, you know, like, wow.
Oh, now you're jinxing us for tomorrow, Joe. Jesus Christ.
Body comes rolling out.
Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus. That's fucking Tyson's Lane and Highland Boulevard, for Christ's sake.
Where they don't use the pallbearers like they used to is at the cemetery. Yeah. Because then they just take it right out the car and slip it on the thing.
The box gets there before everybody else. Yeah, it's all set up by the time you get there. You
know? Well, but that's why I think I have to get there early tomorrow.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock is the festivities. I think I have to get there at least by 8:45.
Well, that's like an all-day affair in a sense.
Well, it is now because there's also a party on the. We have to go to a party first. We have to do the. It's a very Italian funeral, Joe.
Church.
So we're going to do church.
Then
we got to go to the burial site, which everything's on the island, thank Christ.
Oh, that's good.
But we have to do that. And then we have to then come back for the repast.
Yeah.
I'm not getting home until friggin'.
Oh, 3, 4 o'clock.
3, 4 o'clock. I would say 5 o'clock. It's an Italian funeral, Joe.
When I go, I'm going to have a party. No funeral. I'm having a party.
Yes. We're all going to have a party
A lot of liquor. You know, really. Yeah, fuck yeah. Band.
Let's hear it to the people at Joe's funeral.
See, I think it's easy to do a memorial as far as for the people dealing with the death. Who wants to sit there and look at a dead body?
That shit, man.
You know, for 2 hours and all kind of shit. Plus, because you do the wake, then you do the funeral.
You ever go to an old-time Irish funeral? Mm-hmm.
They're the
best fucking thing you can go to. Lots of food, you know, drinking, laughing, everybody's telling jokes. It's like, you know.
That's how you're supposed to remember people.
That's
man.
How you, you know, you're yeah, right. You know, I don't want nobody being crying over me. Yeah. Fucking laugh over me. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, you said you were going to get
well, that's where I'm at, you know.
You said you were going to get the flour that squirted water and
yeah,
somebody pushed the button.
I got the
button.
Bow tie up there. It's right up there.
This ass has a bow tie hanging in the studio. Yeah, and I tell you, it's 74 fucking times the size of a regular bow tie.
Yeah.
He'll actually wear that.
And he's going to somehow mount it where it shoots out liquid. And we hope to God it's water.
I worked it out with one of my nieces. She's going to be standing by the coffin. You know, when people come over and say, oh, you're just going to squirt him in the face, man. I gotta have one of those things that lifts you up, you know. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
If you're looking at the floating ham cam right now, you can actually see the bow tie hanging above a woman with giant tits.
Yes, that's
you see some of the shit people doing now.
That's one of my pallbearers.
I know.
Right there.
They had a funeral where they had the body sitting up with a suit on and shades and shit. Yeah. Sitting up.
In some cultures, what they do is they set up a whole thing where the person legitimately is in your living room.
He's taking part.
And it's like, I saw one dude he was an avid motorcycle rider. The motorcycle's in there. He's in a full jumpsuit.
Yeah.
His full, like, you know, racing suit. And he's glasses on, and he's just standing there with his arm extended so you could take pictures. Like under his arm that's extended.
Wow.
So you could take like a goodbye hug shot.
Well, supposedly, gentlemen. Back in the day, they did that to Errol Flynn. All his friends kidnapped the body and they took him back and had a big party with him. Because they were like a
Errol Flynn knew how to party.
Yeah, they had like a rat pack in those days. It was Charlie Chaplin, Errol Flynn, all those guys. And they were like, they got all drunk one night. They went and sold his body for the mortuary. For a moment.
I would have dressed him like Robin Hood again. And
they might have done that. You never know.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. Good old Larry. He probably got laid a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
He was a sex symbol of his time.
I'm telling you, man.
Much like I am today.
Yeah.
He was a sex symbol of his time.
And he'll always remember him.
In like
Robin.
Flynn?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's where that come from, right?
In
like
Flynn.
Joe says that every time he fucks his wife.
I do.
So according to my math, he said it no times.
Three times.
Yeah. Three times. Two kids. One was an accident. So he stuck it in somehow.
Weren't most of them?
Well, all kids to me are accidents. I don't think anyone actually plans. Nobody plans to have a kid. You can be like, oh, I'm going to fuck my wife at this time. She's ovulating. Blah, blah. It's all luck. It's the worst gamble that you ever make.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're literally putting your dick on the table.
I got to say, I don't understand why people want kids so bad. You think about it. You got to support them for the rest of your
life. Here comes your daughter. Hey.
Yeah. You know, when they first get them, they're horrible. They shit all over the place. Mm-hmm. They stink.
That's why they have diapers.
You know, you gotta be.
Joe, that's what they say
hours.
About you now.
I know. Well, that's what
he's
happens.
He's so horrible. He shits all over the place.
It's like you go full
yeah,
circle.
Yeah, once exactly. Twice. What's it? Once a man, twice a child. Something like that. But
that was also R. Kelly's record.
Everybody loves you in the beginning, but at the end, you know.
Well, the bottom line is you're just trying to get a nut. That you're trying to get, and then shit happens. But you're trying to bust a nut.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got a fucking baby.
You ain't on no pussy going, God damn it. Oh, you're going to have this baby. Oh, we're going to have a boy.
I'm going to support him for the rest of my life. Yes.
Well, and
that's a good fucking
word.
But
the best
right?
part is when you go to, like, the in-laws,
yeah.
and you have to go, you know, Samantha's pregnant. And they all go, you know what they're fucking celebrating? You fucked the shit out of their daughter.
Wow.
That's what they're celebrating. That's literally the mechanics of you having the kid. You didn't just shoot it and got lucky and it went through the air and landed in her vagina. You fucked the shit out of her. She got pregnant and now there's going to be a baby.
Oh,
that's what you're fucking applauding.
You can name the kid Jesus.
Jesus, there was
I wasn't there, but, you know.
Immaculate conception. How the fuck does this work?
I always wondered how that floated with her husband. You know, Joseph, her husband. When she told, you know, I'm pregnant, but
nobody did it.
Yeah. You lying ass.
I had a wet dream. That's it. You
know? That's why the Bible said he came out. Jesus was black with hair of what is it?
Wool.
Hair of wool. Because Joseph was the whitest white guy in Jerusalem. Yeah. All right.
Here's how we going.
They're not the most religious people in the world.
No, no.
Tim used to be a minister.
Tim, this is Jesus.
Well, he actually is still a minister.
Oh. Tim, the minister, can solve this for us. Tim, how the hell did she get pregnant? No one touched her. She was immaculate. You got to fill us in on the blank. How did Mary blank get blank?
Well,
filling it out.
That was supposed to be a conception done by what was called the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that's what she screamed.
Overshadowed her.
Tim, that's what she screamed when I had sex with her. She's like,
I went to Catholic school. They explained this to me one time, a long time ago, but some angel came down. You know,
the angel told her.
Is that what it was?
Yes. The angel didn't come down and fuck her.
Well, no,
the angel came down and told her.
Yeah, but, you know, they had in vitro in those days.
In vitro.
She got her from the toilet seat.
Yeah,
right?
I love that.
That was from the movie Jesus of Nazareth.
I love how Joe just keeps talking. Tim's talking. Joe just keeps rambling through.
I don't care.
I'm going to get my joke out if you don't mind.
That's true.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
My name is Jesus. Let me tell you how I was born. My mother did some stuff with hand manipulation. And then she got too horny and stuck one in, and I shot past the goalpost, and I was the Holy Spirit.
Well, you know, if you buy the religion thing, it's all about faith.
Yeah.
And if you believe it.
That's a lot of faith, though, Joe.
Well, yeah.
Hey, by the way, he's not your kid. Listen, I God came down and told me that I was going to have the new Messiah.
Yeah.
Really? What did God look like? Don't know. Came down. He was a light. I didn't see him. He told me, listen, this is what you're going to do, Mary. And I was like, first off, I was shocked he knew my name. And I was like, okay. Well, I guess you know my name. You're in my house. I got to do what you say.
Right.
And then I distinctly, Joseph, I heard a zipper. And I heard, now it's time to have sex. I mean, Immaculate Conception.
Not for none. It could have been like Rosemary's Baby, you know, maybe Joseph.
That's the devil.
Well, no, but in reverse. You know, it's
like I'm sure the devil did it in
Joseph
reverse.
Joseph could have made a deal, you know. He could have said, you want my old lady.
Yeah, but Joseph got nothing out of it.
Well, yeah, he got a few bucks.
Joseph was
a
stepfather to a kid that can literally do anything when he was born.
I didn't know he didn't get nothing out of it.
He got nothing out of it. He literally had to watch a woman that he loved, his wife, pregnant for 9 months, which I don't even know. If you're having the Son of God, don't you think they would have sped that up a little bit? Yeah, 9 months. Let's go. Come on. You're having a messiah. Shoot the fucking kid out. Yeah, let's go.
But the kid was magical, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
The kid could walk.
The kid, bath time had to suck because he could walk on water. So you couldn't get him in the tub at all. He would just stand on the water and go, no. I'm not, no.
Blasphemy, bro.
And you know what? It was so strange because they had to get out of town because according to tradition, religious organizations, the Jews and the scribes and the Pharisees, it was unlawful for a woman to have a baby without being married.
See? Breaking the law.
So they had to get out of town. They had to hit the road,
Jack. Isn't that why they had to have it in the manger? Yeah.
So he took her. He loved her.
There's no room at the inn.
And then what happens, then literally, Joseph, because he's like, well, it ain't even my kid. Let's go have it next to this donkey in the fucking... in this manger over here. Why the hell not? Oh, look, there's a cow.
Let's save a few dollars.
Just move the cow out of the way. Yeah. Oh, there's a cat. Get out of here.
What a hotel costs in all
that. And a couple of sheep. Yeah, this is the cleanest place for my wife to have a kid that's not mine. Oh, wait, there's a monkey. I don't know why. We're in Bethlehem.
Like Rose Nyland said, they knew it was during the Christmas time. Why didn't they call ahead for reservations?
Totally. Yeah.
Excuse me, I'd like a room. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. There's no rooms at the inn. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know it's the holidays?
Yeah.
See, I know about the Last Supper.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
Now, that was...
How many separate checks?
Well, Jesus used to have dinner at his house every week.
Oh, okay.
So this particular week, he said, Peter, did you bring something? Peter said, no. He said, Paul, did you bring something? Paul said, no. He said... See, this is going to be the Last Supper because y'all ain't going to be eating up my food.
Every time, every week,
y'all eating up my food. This is the Last Supper.
Jesus. You know?
This is the Last Supper.
Oh, God. Well, look, we knew.
I made of money.
First off, we knew the Jewish guy wasn't paying for 12 other people. All right? And then he went through everybody's order. You had a salad and you had a steak. Shit. You got to pay double.
You're right about that shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he gets to Judas, and Judas is sitting there going, I didn't have shit. Judas, you're a liar.
We saw you
eat roast beef, you bastard. Now you're going to pay, Judas. Now I don't
We know
pay.
You got 40 pieces of silver.
Yeah, he had the money.
Let's go.
It was okay.
Jesus Christ. Maybe yes, what?
You should have picked up the check, for Christ's sake. You should have.
That's where the term Jesus Christ became a thing. It became a verb.
Yeah.
Because they roll up the thing going, we got to pay? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it became a verb.
Yeah.
Before it was just a noun. It was a person, place, or thing. Now it's a verb. It's an action word where you go, ah, and then if you want to shorten it, you just go, Christ. He's making us pay, Billy. Yeah. He's making us pay.
I just said, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
What?
Hello.
Look, I got to get back to my freaking whore. I mean, Mary Magdalene. Sorry. My fault.
Well, there are rumors that Jesus had children, you know, like illegitimate children.
Well, it's also proved. Supposedly, they found the Temple of Jesus, which I always thought would have been a better Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Jesus.
There's still information coming out now.
There's a lot of different books.
I read a book a few years back, a long time ago.
I read a book, too. It's called The Bible.
Called The Passover Plot. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how they rigged. Jesus really didn't die on the cross. Mm-hmm. They got him off before he died.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So wait. Hold on for a minute. Just before you tell your story, Joe.
This is a book.
So they nail a guy to the wood.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So literally they're putting nails in his... They're nailing him to the cross.
Yeah. And they stuck him with a spear.
Yeah. And then the spear of destiny, they shank him in the side. He's now oozing out blood and guts and everything. Plus they've not done... They ran out of nails. They crossed his feet. They got one nail. What do we do? Put his feet together.
Please cross your legs, buddy.
Wasn't he upside down through all of that as well?
No, but...
And he supposedly now lives through all that?
In the book.
Okay, in the book.
They bribed... There was three Roman soldiers who guard the thing, make sure the guy
Larith,
didn't die.
Moeth, and Curlith.
Curlith, yes.
They were actually the three wise men. They just were in disguise.
Whatever it was.
Codename Frankincense,
Myrrh. The they bribed the three guys to go home. early. They went home, they took him down.
Dude, this sounds like the Epstein case.
Well, yeah.
I heard some other things. I heard they got drunk on guard duty.
I heard that somebody turned
the camera off and the security system went down.
Yeah, there you go.
And somehow Jesus jumped off the cross.
Anyway, they pulled him down, and they sort of like nursed him back to health, and that's why.
And he just went about his day.
There are reports of him at being seen after his death.
Yeah, but they said that. That's the ghost. Isn't that the spirit?
Well, that's what they say, but, you know, it could have been him, man.
Joe, if you get nailed to a fucking big block of wood.
Yeah, it hurts, man.
Right? And then it hurts, man. It's more than hurts. This is also, we're in biblical.
I've tried it.
It doesn't kill you, though. What kills you, seriously, on the cross is suffocation. You die because you're like this. And you can, and everything drops out and you suffocate.
But they stabbed him too. He was leaking from the side.
That bloodletting was a good thing.
That stab was supposedly to see if he was alive or dead. When they stabbed him and he didn't move,
this is why you don't poke things with a stick.
Yeah. So what you're saying is essentially Jesus was playing possum.
Well, he might have been fucking knocked out. This is really pissing off Tim. Not only did they crucify him, they beat the shit out of
but
him.
But that's
the day before.
The same day they did that. The crown of thorns and the whippings is the same day.
They fucking beat the shit out of the guy. He could have passed out.
Joe doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. What? He's bleeding from the head. He's got whip marks on his head.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Exactly. We're fucking literally in biblical times. It's not like there was EMS they could call.
He's
got holes in his hands, holes in his feet. They stabbed him. He's still bleeding from the crown of thorns because they left that on.
No, that's bullshit.
And that's all bullshit. According to Joe's story, it's bullshit.
No, it doesn't. That stuff doesn't kill you, though. You know,
it doesn't kill you.
No, it
Joe,
doesn't.
Can we test this?
Your hands hurt like hell, but it don't kill you.
Joe, you're in biblical times. They don't even have antiseptic.
Oh, that's the way he gets an infection. He dies.
He got gangrene.
It takes a long time to die on the cross. You don't die in five minutes.
I'm going to have to agree with Joe because the scarecrow lived, you know.
Yeah.
And the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, but he didn't have a brain.
Yeah.
And neither does Joe.
Everybody knows
that. Fucking telling this story. Joe read a book, and now he thinks it's gospel.
No, I didn't say it was gospel.
You're pissing off Tim the minister.
The book is called The Passover Plot. A plot doesn't necessarily...
A plot.
Yeah, a plot.
Yeah.
It's somebody's version of what happened. I wish you were in a plot.
And it goes through the whole thing of the crucifixion. It's a very interesting book. Mm-hmm. You know, could have been.
Yeah.
You know, could have happened.
What's up, Chris? In the Facebook Live suite, listening to this drivel from Joe about the assassination attempt.
They go through the tomb of Jesus Christ, stone and all that shit. It's a big deal.
1-888-330-2569. That's 1-888-330-2569. If you have any update on the assassination attempt of one Jesus H. Christ.
So the whereabouts.
Yes. The H stands for Harry. Yeah. I don't know if you know that. Jesus Harry
Pilate.
Christ.
Pontius Pilate is going to go to jail.
Yeah. Well, did you ever notice, I brought this up to the fine Jewish couple.
You did.
Because he was a rabbi.
He was.
The gentleman. This is not even a setup for a joke. He's a rabbi.
Okay.
I said, did you ever notice that the Jesus Christ story, right, literally runs tandem with Superman's story. Think about it. Strange visitor from another world.
Yeah.
We have no clue how Jesus got there, remember?
Yeah.
Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, superpowers.
Superpowers. They will both have superpowers. Yeah. Jesus had Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
Superman has Lex Luthor.
Has a bunch of them.
And both of them have a grudge.
Yeah.
They want to kill them because they're godlike. Same story.
Sure.
He has Mary Magdalene. He has Lois Lane. Same story.
See, nothing's new.
And Jesus had a dog, and Superman has a dog.
Jesus had a dog?
He had a dog.
What was his name?
Rufus.
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 Rufus the dog.
Rufus.
I wonder if that dog was a saint.
And he tried to whistle, but Jesus
could only... You're going to hell, boy.
When Jesus was a ghost, he'd whistle for Rufus, and he had a hole in his hand, Billy, and he'd go... And it didn't sound like a whistle, so Rufus never came.
And he didn't like M&M's.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, he couldn't hold him.
Remember we had WNJC?
WNJC.
We used to do a show, like show like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right after us was like a preacher came on.
Right after us. Right after us.
You know,
He just nodded his head when he looked at you, right?
No, he got it. He got his show changed.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Right At. They changed him with this other guy named Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't Cedric the Entertainer in that one, right, but right. He had a whole song like, Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah. And we literally had to dump out of our show when we were done and then go right into him. Because we would run right onto the time slot. They didn't have any commercial in between.
Yeah.
So we'd be talking about whatever the hell and then ending our show with, and then Jesus said this, blah, 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 and it goes, Cedric the Entertainer. And it would just go right into that. Cedric was not happy.
Save those boys.
Save those boys. They're talking about Jesus, Tim.
What's wrong with those boys?
Tim, you used to be a minister. What the fuck? Can't you help a brother out? God damn it.
Joe's not. He's not far off from the text.
What?
You see?
Joey, according to Joe, there was a secret mission and they pulled him down.
Well, you know.
He's bleeding like a sieve.
That's what they say. You know, it's not, I don't say it's true. You know.
Well, it's just
about, I like to believe the Bible story, personally.
Yeah.
People can come up with different versions of what they think happened, actually, because this is
I thought we were supposed to take the Bible literally, Tim.
Nothing's accurate.
What the hell,
Nothing's
Tim?
Nothing's accurate.
Because if you look at it, you look at the different accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all wrote stories about Jesus. And
weren't
some
those
of them
the monkeys?
Didn't coincide, but they were telling the same story, but some of them added there was two blind men on the road to Damascus. You know, there was one blind man. One said there was one.
Well, how the fuck were these blind guys on the road? Come on!
It was three blind mice.
Yeah. Yeah. One guy with double vision.
Two blind mice. See how they can't run. See,
I was drinking a lot and I saw two people, but it was one person.
I had double vision.
Too much wine.
Chris in the Facebook Live suite. I know Jesus walked on water, but he couldn't scale tall buildings in a single bound.
That's true.
But there weren't any.
His father was depressed and wouldn't build that high.
Exactly. Nick, didn't we call up John and say you were all urinating in the studio, beer drinking at WNJC? No, they called. They called. The one guy was a rabbi, and he called and told the guy that owned the channel, WNJC, John Forsythe. I will never forget that.
Yeah, sure.
And they told him, we just did St. Patty's Power Hour. And for an hour of the show, we drank.
Yeah.
And then me and the guy that used to be on the show, Piney.
Who's tiny now.
Who's tiny now. He lost a buttload of weight from the Ozempic body parts. So we peed in these medical jugs, and whoever had the most piss was going to win, Tim. And both of us got the exact amount of piss.
Yeah, we have a movie.
We have a movie called Piss.
They had to drink it to, like, you know.
Yeah. We had to put it back in. I mean, once you take it out, you got to put it back in.
See?
And then Chris, by the way, also wants to know what was Jesus. Wait, hold on. Chris in the Facebook, what was Jesus's kryptonite? And I'm going to say the truth.
Ooh.
Message.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or people asking why.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe Joseph was his. Actually, technically, Mary Magdalene was his kryptonite.
He said it never went to the Garden of Gethsemane. I'll tell you that. He should have cooled out of that place.
Why do we have such weird names for the gardens? Garden of Gethsemane.
Well, that's where they caught him. He caught him in the garden. He was hanging out with his guys in the Garden of Gethsemane, right?
Yeah, Gethsemane?
He was at Garden of Gethsemane.
And
I love how Joe's like...
Judas came up and gave him a little kiss on the cheek.
Joe heard that Tim was a minister, so now he's got to question everything to Tim. So he keeps looking over at Tim going, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, right?
Like you guys are going to know, right?
Dude, the only reason I have a Bible...
They know Central Park.
Look, the only reason I have a Bible is to put it under a table so it evens out my fucking legs. 1-888-330-2569. We got to take a break right now.
Yeah.
When we come back, more shit to talk about because people are already they're clowning us and they're clowning all the stuff going on with the Jesus stuff. So we got to switch topics. It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back after these
words.
Come on.
Every time I see it, I let out a cry. Your dick is too big, no way you're sticking it down.
the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
You need to watch New York Ham on Asai TV. Asai TV and New York Ham. What a combo!
What's going on, everybody? This is Johnny Vegas from Taste of Puebla. You can catch us every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in front of SiriusXM building at 1221 Avenue Americas in Midtown Manhattan. Catch us on Instagram, Taste of Puebla NYC, and Facebook, Taste of Puebla NYC 718. For all your booking and catering needs, we're here for you, any kind of cuisine. If you want to book us, Taste of Puebla NYC at gmail.com. Attention, bookings and caterings. For all your catering needs. Don't forget, book us at tasteofpueblanyc at gmail.com. Attention, bookings, and caterings for all your catering needs. Also, we are the official dining spot of the Ham Radio Show.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We at XSuit.com believe that you should never have to sacrifice comfort for the sake of style. The clothes you wear should complement your looks and your lifestyle, not just your looks. Traditional suits are stiff, uncomfortable, and a hassle to maintain. Maximilian Perez had an idea to create the ultimate solution. After months of research and prototyping, the first XSuit was born. Made with wrinkle-resistant stretch fabric and utilizing proprietary nanotechnology to add stain and odor resistance, it was the first of its kind. The X-Suit broke boundaries and set new standards, which led to it being featured in popular publications such as Forbes, Business Insider, and Mashable, putting X-Suit in front of thousands of men worldwide. Join us on our mission to create modern clothing that's comfortable, stylish, and easy to maintain for men all over the globe. We seek out and develop the most cutting-edge technology in order to make the most comfortable clothing that keeps you looking your best all day long. Check out our suits, shirts, jackets, pants, along with many accessories at xsuit.com. That is xsuit.com.
So I got a question for you, folks.
Tired of boring radio?
Yeah.
Three songs, then 15 minutes of mind-numbing commercials only to hear the same three songs again, just in a different order. You need to call your local stations and demand the ham. Flood the inboxes of everyone you can at your local stations. Blow up the request lines with Demand the Ham. Tell them you want the Ham Radio Show on their airways. You won't regret it.
Demand the Ham.
The all-new HamRadioShow.com, the Canadian Wizard along with the Jersey Bisexual, have joined forces and improved the HamRadioShow.com website. You now have many more ways to enjoy the show because of their genius. We are on TikTok, Twitch, Rumble, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, along with Pandora, but only in the good old USA. Nick and Marcus are true men of genius.
Ham Radio. Fighting the war against the pussification of America.
Boom! Tim, I'm on the air. Tim's talking about a whole bunch of shit. He got all excited about the fucking, he's a minister, and he, now he's all excited on the air. See what happens when you do radio? You get very excited. You're very excited. Tim, you can help me out with this. You just scream in the background. This portion of the program brought to you by theperfectgene.nyc, theperfectgene.nyc. Let me tell you right now, I'm wearing them as we speak. I am wearing the perfect gene. And when I tell you I can stretch my balls, hashtag no crush nuts, that is the goddamn gospel. That is the damn truth. Since we're talking about Jesus, I think Jesus came down and touched my jeans and created the, screw the shroud of Turin. This is the shroud of urine, because I usually pee my pants. But the fact of the matter is, this is the most comfortable jean.
Give me your shoe.
No! Get off my shoes. This is the most comfortable pair of jeans I have ever worn in existence. Here, look, I can pan down on the ham cam. Here, look, you can see my crotch from here. As you can see, very stretchy, no crush nuts. Everything's epic over here, and all you have to do the same thing is go to theperfectgene.nyc. That's theperfectgene.nyc. Remember, they're the ones with the hashtag fuck your khakis. We gave them a hashtag of no crush nuts because of how they feel in the genital region. Okay? But for more information, go to theperfectgene.nyc. That's theperfectgene.nyc. We have a little bit of breaking news, though, Joseph. A little bit of breaking news.
What is it?
Next week on this program starts a little something that we like to call the football picks.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because the football season is going to start the Thursday after we air. Billy, am I correct on that since you are one of our sports guys?
That would be correct.
All right, so how about this? The fine people, basically the owner of the company, but the fine person at the perfectgene.nyc is our official sponsor for the thing.
Okay.
And also, by the way, round of applause for that. Also on to that, we will get a new title for it. It is now the Football Perfect Picks, because they're the perfect gene.
Uh-huh.
That's how we get it inside. We make it a fucking little gimmick and make it happy for everybody. Let me tell you right now, though, what else is on the line? Last year, we gave away a suit on this very program.
That's
from a
true
fine company. I don't want to bring up the name right now, but they sponsored last year's. This year, the theperfectgene.nyc is going to give one of the guys on the show a pretty much shopping spree. I don't know how much yet, but for the theperfectgene.nyc, you're going to get to go and get a code. You're going to go to the website. You're going to get some free stuff. And let me tell you,
some of
the best stuff ever. I'm not making this up. I'm not going, hey, by the way, best jean because they're a sponsor. I am wearing these jeans. I have told you numerous times on this very program. Mm-hmm. I have bought other jeans. I still have not worn them. They have the tags still on them in my house because these jeans are exceptional. You can go to the website. You can see guys in there stretching and they're doing. You can bend every body part in his jeans. They feel like you're wearing a goddamn pair of sweatpants. They're the most comfortable jeans on the planet Earth. They are without question that. So I am so happy to be involved. We're happy to be involved with theperfectgene.nyc. And for further information, you go to that website. You can do the same yourself. You can get the product right there if you want to. Like tomorrow for the funeral, I'm wearing a Perfect Jean NYC shirt as my underneath my blazer that I'm going to wear because it's just that comfortable and also doesn't wrinkle, so I want to look pretty when I'm at the all-day affairs for a funeral. This stuff dresses up even a funeral, for Christ's sake. So you have to get on that right now. For more information, go to theperfectgene.nyc.
Hey, you know, I think that's a Slickster and Billy should be handicapped because they know football better than we do.
No, that's the whole point. It's supposed to be, can you beat the guys who have the knowledge? It's like everybody in this room but Tim gets to play, no offense.
I don't think it's fair.
Because Tim is just a guest. Mm-hmm. However, if John is going to be there, then John has to do, we have to make official rules here right now.
Okay.
John has to be in every week, or at least have his fucking picks in. He has to. Because he didn't, but he doesn't do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then he missed weeks, and therefore he was out of the running, and I don't want to hear anyone bitch that they didn't get it, and it wasn't fair. I don't want to hear bullshit. I have gone out of my way to get a really good company this year, theperfectgene.nyc, to sponsor this thing. Hashtag no crush nuts. And I don't want it to go by the way of the dodo when someone bitches and moans and they didn't win. I believe, Ricky, you won last year, right?
Yeah,
you won the X
did.
Suit. He won the beautiful suit.
Ricky's getting a whole wardrobe out of this.
He
year.
Could. I mean, it's very possible. That's the thing.
No guarantee I'm going to win again this year.
Well, we don't know yet.
You were Billy. You guys were way ahead last year. Everything you pick, I'm going to pick.
Well, if you do, you would have to have a runoff later. If you tie Ricky, you can do that.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. You can totally copy off your neighbor. That's not a problem. However, it's really going to come down to, I guess, then if you both tie, you have to pick the Super Bowl, and then you guys are going to have to pick opposing teams.
He won't pick everything I pick because when you come to New York, he don't go against New York. See, I don't care. I'll go
see,
against
that
New
was
York.
Your fundamental loss because the Jets suck.
There's
Billy
a team,
even knows that.
There's a team in Wisconsin Joe will never take.
Oh, yeah, the Packers.
Yeah, Joe, why do you don't like the Packers?
They're a bunch of fags.
See?
Everybody knows this.
He just, because the fudge pack. He's very lost, America. I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about it.
The fact
of the matter is, starting next week on the Wednesday show, so next week's show, so nobody sits there and goes, I don't know what's going on. Billy, if you can you bring up week one so we can have at least week one of the NFL so we can at least go over this a little bit right now? And maybe Joe can learn a little something from you two having the expertise. You guys are my sports guys. Let's blow the whistle. Let's make it fucking happen. And you guys tell the people, let's go through the games a little bit, Billy, just to go through some. You don't have to go through them all.
Well, Thursday night you got Dallas and Philadelphia.
And, of course, I'm taking the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Gee, what a shock.
I know.
You get a game on Friday, Kansas City and Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Being the Chargers, by the way.
Yes, I know. Wow, I knew that Joe didn't.
The Rams.
Now, well, the L.A. Rams is different than the Chargers.
Yes.
Thank you.
But I just said Los
you see
Angeles.
How I, but do you see how I sounded like I knew what I was talking about?
Oh, that's right.
A little bit. I'm Mr. Sports.
All right.
Come on, I'm Mr. Sports.
Bucks and Falcons.
I'm totally not Mr. Sports, Tim.
Bengals and Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins and Colts.
Who are the Packers playing? Because we know Joe's going to pick the opposite team.
Da, 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 da,
and then who are the Jets playing? I might have missed it.
Jets are playing Steelers.
All right, so Joe's going to take the Steelers.
Right, Green Bay and Detroit.
So you're taking the Lions, Joe.
See, the big question is, will Rodgers last more than the first quarter?
I think the Jets are playing.
He's going to be on the same field that he was on when
exactly.
He
so playoff. Jets are playing the Steelers when he came in as the savior. Of the gangrene, and then literally went out the first play, right?
Fourth
wasn't
play,
the first
fourth
play?
Play?
Fourth play. Fourth play of the first, whatever the fuck, the first quarter.
Game. Yeah, the first quarter, first game.
I know, but I want to make it sound like I know what I'm talking. First quarter, sir. And broke, wasn't it his Achilles tendon?
Mm-hmm.
And so you first off, when you have an Achilles tendon or a tear and everything else, you'll never walk right again.
Ew.
So it's going to be, he's going to be a quarterback running in the pocket.
Well,
and he's probably
going to
run sideways and shit.
Well, the one thing he said, this is the last year regardless. So he don't care what happens. This is last year.
So Steel City might be, it's the last one, Billy. Steel City on this one. Your dad is a Steelers fan or no?
Uh-huh.
All right, so he'll be happy.
No,
I thought they should have kept Rodgers.
What? You don't think the Steelers with him is going to be better?
Most people down here don't believe that.
Well, they also didn't believe that he would have done good for the thing. Chris, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite, wants to know, the Jets are still in the NFL?
I think so.
With a fucking question mark?
Every year there's new hope, man. They're going to do something.
This year they should have some hope. They got fairly decent... You know, coach who don't take shit and doesn't let players get away with anything. So,
but they looking at the fact that they didn't even win an exhibition game.
Right, but no, they did. They won the first one.
They won the first one?
Yeah, they looked like they were great, you know. And then they played all different players through that. So.
It's always the first, you know, first couple of games, they're always sharp. And then for some reason, they just peter out. You look at everything. They peter, Billy.
Some of these guys are trying to get used to the NFL. They're coming out of college. It's totally different.
Yeah.
The workouts are different.
Yeah.
The traveling, all that stuff, this and that. And they can't handle that shit. A lot of them burn out.
Yeah.
That's why the teams suffer. A lot of them burn out.
Yeah.
That was it last year? What was it? I think it was Justin Fields was saying he can't do this kind of, this is too much for him.
Yeah, but he'll be fine this year.
Yeah, he'll be all right. But last year, you know, he was a rookie. It was too much for him. You know, he's ready to quit.
See? And this is why you're the sports guys.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I couldn't even remember. Like, I was watching.
You couldn't remember?
I couldn't remember because I was trying to actually decipher where did my breakdown in life happen where I just don't give a shit about sports like you guys give a shit about sports. Mm-hmm. And I've learned. Because I was watching the movie Draft Day.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything else behind the scenes then I could give a fuck about the game. Mm-hmm. I honestly could give a fuck. I'll watch an Eagles game because the Eagles are my team, but I could give a flying fuck about watching the actual
game. You're
not
by yourself. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm
me and Tim, Minister Tim, are the same thing. I like all the shit, and it's the same with wrestling. You can ask Billy. I like the business behind the business more than the actual sport.
But you do like the sport.
I will watch the sport. Mm-hmm. I will watch the sport. But the thing is, I will also watch football, but I don't want to sit through a game like, besides like the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Where it's teams I don't give a shit about. Mm-hmm. I will sit through that game, like when it's like Miami versus whoever. I'll sit through that game not caring, but I'll watch the game and go, oh, okay, that was a good hit. Oh, you know, whatever.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I'm that way with everything. Like, yeah. I like to find out how they made the movie better than the movie.
Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes shit. Yeah,
me too. You know, like I love like on the movie channel when they come and the guy comes on and explains the movie to you before time or whatever.
You like to not think.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I was thinking
always burns up.
I was a sports fanatic, so I mean, you could not tear me away from anything: baseball, basketball, football, boxing. I was there.
You were the guy. Yeah.
Had to watch it.
Anything to get you out of the house,
yeah,
too.
But anything now, the way the sport has changed, the game has changed and everything, I'm not into it like that anymore.
Yeah, but see,
I really hate it now.
Well, you don't want to get hit with a flying dildo. That seems to be the rage.
That's the WNBA.
They did it at a NFL preseason game, too.
Hold on. I have a question. Was it a green dildo?
Yeah.
Was it the same green dildo?
Not the same one. The other one's still in evidence.
Was it Martian's dick?
No. They have at the WNBA game was the guy, and I believe I had the story somewhere.
There was a guy from New York they were looking at.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people.
Oh, I did have the story. They caught somebody. They have a guy.
Dildo on the state? Oh, I mean,
the guy wearing the Beavis and Butthead shirt that was supposedly seen with the dildo in his hand prior to the event, but they don't know if he was the one that threw it.
Well, thank God it was in his hand and not in his ass.
Well, how do you get sneaking in? Because then they said
that's why nobody would go near them. Yeah. They would just show them on the floor.
Because they said after the event happened multiple times, what they did was they started to frisk people on the way in. Now the only thing is
doing that since 9/11.
No. This is a more vigorous fucking frisk. They would actually start patting you down way more than they were doing before, and people were like, "Well, what if it's like a Ricky that has a big dick?" Or Tim, massive penis. What if it's like those guys, and you can't prove that's not the dildo, that's your penis.
I got to roll a quarter to my body.
Exactly. So most of the people were supposedly sneaking the dildos up the poop chute and bringing them into the WNBA games.
Throw them on the court.
And just to throw them. And now, I didn't see any of them. None of them that I saw had a brown head. They were green dildos. They were thrown into the thing. Now, I don't know about the one at the, what was the preseason game where the other dildo, Billy?
Yeah, I don't know what game
it was. It was another, so the green dildo seemed to be what's all the rage. They're the Taylor Swift of dildos. That's what these are.
Yeah, that's big.
Because they're getting front page headlines. The green dildos made a lot of things. They have a guy with the...
Well, Dallas Novelty has such great deals on them. That's why people are doing it.
Shameless plug. Go to DallasNovelty.com. Yeah. Where sex is for everyone. Everyone but Joe. You know the rules. There's always one. And Joe, there's always one dildo thrower that doesn't get his dildo.
I don't got nothing.
By the way, someone asking me, yes, Chris, I am a Birds fan.
You are?
Go Birds. I am an Eagles fan. Mm. I mean, I don't think I have to apologize, Joe. I am a fucking Eagles fan through and through. On the road to victory, EAGLES, Eagles.
They got to leave that in for the mayor.
Yeah, who can't spell. You saw that story, right, Joe? I turned your mic off because you were being a dick. What was that?
I didn't hear the story.
There was the Fly Eagles Fly. Remember when we were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so the mayor comes out.
Yeah.
And she's at the podium. and she can't spell fucking Eagles.
Okay.
It's in the song. They spell it in the song for you. She's in there and she's like, E-G-L-Q-R-I. What? The fuck did you just say? What?
Well, she's drinking now.
No, she was totally sober, supposedly, but just could not spell Eagles.
And now it's a pain in the ass down there to go to games because the transportation system is like all fucked up. They're not going to add extra trains or buses to get people out of there.
Well, that makes them a bunch. That makes them a bunch of green dildos. Tell you that right now.
Oh, they can blend in. Nobody will notice.
Yes. By the way, Chris, in the Facebook Live stream, did bring up a valuable point. Whoever came up with the green dildo idea was promoted to the WNBA's head of marketing.
I think so.
Because between Caitlin Clark and the green dildos, WNBA has been getting a lot of press lately.
That and the rebound machine.
Yes. But one of
the ball, it misses all the time.
All the time. The story with the dildos, though, was funny because one of the players got hit in the face with the green dildo. So
that's when they started to really make a story about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, to me, it's no different
it's
than when they
marketing.
in the hockey, Billy, when they throw the squids on the ice.
That's part of a tradition.
But this could be a new tradition. Green dildo night in the WNBA could be a fucking thing.
But there's no
why are you taking it away from the fans want
to
bring their dildos, Billy. Don't take it away from them.
Knock yourself out.
Just saying. Green dildo night. Mm. We should have green dildo night here where we just throw dildos. At
no,
Joe.
We should.
Yeah, no.
We just throw the green dildos at Joe. No. Come on, think it through. He gets hit in the head with a dildo?
Yeah,
come
only,
on.
Only dick I hold is mine.
Yep. And that's a dildo, too, from what we heard. To round out our thing, the perfect pick we're doing. Football perfect picks will be presented by theperfectgene.nyc. For more information, please go to theperfectgene.nyc.
Yeah.
For details, so I have no clue what the amount of the prize will be. I just know that it will be nice, and only one person here.
Hey.
This is to reward the fellas on the program. Everybody but Tim will be rewarded. One of you will go walk away with a shopping spree from theperfectgene.nyc.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, they got nice stuff. Well, that's why I do it. I figured. With you guys, you're like trained seals. If I don't give you a ball to bounce on your fucking noses, you guys won't do it. You'll be like, I'm not doing this football shit.
No, not
and
true.
And Billy's been doing his show for fucking years, and he's fucking hates doing the football picks, too. We used to do fucking punishments instead of me giving you guys prizes. We used to do punishments. It used to be called football picks and punishments. And literally, it'd be like horrible shit if you lost.
You're so evil.
Yeah, and it was like not good. And then I tried
to... He enjoys pain on other people.
I love watching other people fall down. You don't love that?
No.
What do you do for an encore? Fall asleep?
Exactly. The people, like, I watched a girl the other day. She showed up to a fight, and the girl, like, the other one had a bat and didn't know the other one had a bat. And she's fighting her, but she hits her with the bat. You're like, what did you think was going to happen? Why would you have moved forward when the girl had a bat in her hand?
Yeah, but
why would you do that? It's the same as the shovel incident that me and you fucking fought about. Where the girl showed up to the fight, she had a shovel, and all you hear is gong when she hits her in the head with it. And it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
When it's not you.
You know, this girl's in the hospital. I had cracked open.
When it's not you, it's hilarious.
Some of them fights are hilarious, bro.
Yeah. And it's
they're
not just
to
fights.
Watch, just not being.
It's not. Well, that's what I'm saying. When it's not you, it's hilarious.
Yeah, you don't want to fight in the street today because you end up on World Star, bro.
Yeah, man.
So World
Star! You get your ass whipped.
Yep. Sadly, if LeBron was green, he'd be known as the Green Dildo.
Oh.
And the WNBA Green Dildo wouldn't even be a thing. That's from Chris in the Facebook Live stream. Who's stuck on dildos today? Mm. I mean, I thought our dildo conversation was complete.
Sometimes my brain gets real starved.
Exactly. But Chris is stuck on dildo, which is what's going on.
Mm.
The other things I watch, so people like riding bikes and they fall, or people. I love watching kids in a fun house and they walk into the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're in there in the mirror area, laugh my balls off.
That could be funny.
But see, how is it? So then,
well,
what's the difference?
Really getting hurt. You know?
The kid gets hurt. He walks into a wall.
Yeah, he bounces off. It's okay. Got a little bump.
Yeah. Now he's got it. Now he can't do math.
You know what I like? You ever see those videos where they have the guy puts a spoke in the bicycle seat, and then when guys get sit on it, they get the spoke up their ass.
Oh, that's what when they're stealing the bike. Yeah,
when they're stealing the bike. Those are funny. Those
I like
funny.
That one and the one where the guy ties the end of the bike painful. he ties the bike to a pole. And the guy goes to steal the bike, and he's pedaling, and he's just like, I'm free! And then, poof.
All right, the fishing line.
Yeah, and then the fucking thing, just the bike pulls back. He keeps going straight. And he's just like flying through the air. Hilarious! Yeah. I love when people get hurt, and it's not me.
I just don't like people get seriously hurt. Even that's when people go to the hospital, you know?
I like to see drunks fall.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, we take two drunks fighting. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
I like to see drunks.
See, how is that any different?
Two old men fighting.
They trying to stay up.
Yeah. But how is that different than what I find funny? I find...
2 steps forward, 17 back, and then they hit the wall. Grab it on the wall.
Yeah, leave
I can lose a day watching these things, Joe. That's hilarious to me.
That's true.
Head spinning around and around like they don't know where they're.
Like got punched in a cartoon. Their head spinning around. There's like fucking birds and stars flying around. And they're all fucked up. That's what I enjoy. People getting fucked up when it's not me. That's all I got to say. I believe that was a Bible verse.
Oh, yeah.
I got to check with Tim. Tim, I think Joe said it to the Corinthians. You know Joe. He was the 13th apostle. Joe. And he goes, hey, Jesus, if it doesn't happen to me, it's hilarious. And Jesus said,
if you're lying to me, I'll be back.
Can you pull me down from this fucking cross, man, please? All right, Joe, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
It's 1-888, Joe the Apostle. Keep smoking your weed.
I will.
1-888-330-2569. That's 1-888-330-2569. Yeah. I am going to have
No, I'm talking to Joe.
Yes, Joe's fucking high. Yeah. This is not talking to Joe. You making air signals going, Joe, turn the air on because Ricky's going to die.
No, wait till he finish.
Yeah. I was trying to get out of here, but you're doing this, so we all got fucked up.
He has one of those clips like we used to have back in the day.
Yes, Joe is what we call, he is one of those weird weed smokers that still uses roach clips. 1-888-330-2569, that's 1-888-330-2569. When we come back, the air conditioner will be on, Ricky will be cooler, and we're going to talk about a fight that I want to have for this fall season. We'll be right back after these words.
And Joe doesn't have any Cheetos.
No.
It's never dirty, always clean, in giving thrills, never mean. But it's the best I've ever seen, is my girl's pussy.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
So I got a question for you, folks.
Tired of boring radio?
Yeah.
Three songs, then 15 minutes of mind-numbing commercials, only to hear the same three songs again, just in a different order. You need to call your local stations and demand the ham. Flood the inboxes of everyone you can at your local stations. Blow up the request lines with demand the ham. Tell them you want the ham radio show on their airwaves. You won't regret it.
Demand the ham.
Your family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan. A message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's going on, everybody? This is Johnny Vegas from Taste of Puebla. You can catch us every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in front of SiriusXM building at 1221 Avenue America in Midtown Manhattan. If you want to book us, tasteofpueblanyc@gmail.com. Attention, bookings, and caterings for all your catering needs. Don't forget, book us at tasteofpueblanyc@gmail.com. Attention, bookings, and caterings for all your catering needs. Also, we are the official dining spot of the Ham Radio Show.
Legacy Comics wants to know if you are a graphic novel aficionado, then you should know that all of our books will kick ass. Our stories will be fun, gritty, and legendary. This is our legacy to you and our readers. We will accept nothing less, and you shouldn't either. That is the Legacy Comics
Comics Pledge, we are dedicated to preserving what is so great about comics. Our stories are written by lifelong fans of the industry and those who have been published and recognized for their work. Our editing team consists of an award-winning journalist and those familiar with running websites with well over a million daily active users. The visual look of our books is brought to you by creators who work outside the industry as commissioned artists along with those inside the industry as pencilers, inkers, colorers, and letterers, as well as variant cover artists. We don't mess around. We are dedicated to preserving what is so great about comics. You won't be disappointed. Next time you are online, check out LegacyComics.com. That's Legacy, C-O-M-I-X.com. Tell your friends also. We at XSuit.com believe that you should never have to sacrifice comfort for the sake of style. The clothes you wear should complement your looks and your lifestyle, not just your looks. Traditional suits are stiff, uncomfortable, and a hassle to maintain. Maximilian Perez had an idea to create the ultimate solution. After months of research and prototyping, the first XSuit was born. Made with wrinkle-resistant stretch fabric and utilizing proprietary nanotechnology to add stain and odor resistance, it was the first of its kind. The XSuit broke boundaries and set new standards, which led to it being featured in popular publications such as Forbes, Business Insider, and Mashable, putting XSuit in front of thousands of men worldwide. Join us on our mission to create modern clothing that's comfortable, stylish, and easy to maintain for men all over the globe. We seek out and develop the most cutting-edge technology in order to make the most comfortable clothing that keeps you looking your best all day long. Check out our suits, shirts, jackets, pants, along with many accessories at XSuit.com. That is XSuit.com.
The Ham Radio Show, making radio great again.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. This portion of the program brought to you by AsideTV.com. That's ASYTV.com. Let me tell you right now, AsideTV is the home of New York Ham, my TV show where you can stream it right now. And on top of everything else, we gave you the news the other day. I will be in October in Viva Las Vegas filming the next season on the road at the New York Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, baby. That's right, Vegas, baby. This is coming up this October. You could be a part of it if you're in the, of course, Vegas area. You have to be there because that's where the cameras are going to be. And you want to be a part of it, just show up to the New York Hotel and Casino or wherever we're filming during the 48 hours that I'm in Vegas. Join the group. Hang out with us. But until then, get round up on all the stuff you've missed. AsideTV.com. That's ASYTV.com. It is the Ham Radio Show. Before we move on, somebody's been trying to call 718. I don't want to give out their full number, but no. I'm going to say the first three digits, 451. If you're able to call back, please feel free. We were writing commercial, and we were getting the air conditioning. Joe is too hot to turn off the air conditioning, nor is he paying attention to what the fuck he's doing, because he's high off his ass.
It's as good as a nod to a blind mule.
Exactly.
I left it on for Ricky.
You left it on for Ricky? It's so nice of you.
He's the only guy I like in this room. Well, no, I like Billy. Yeah, I like Billy.
That's very nice of you. Joe, let me also bring up one thing here. Very.
I like Timmy, too.
I know. Tim, the we call him Minister Tim.
That leaves you.
Minister Tim. Not Miniature Tim. Minister Tim. Also, to me, I want to bring up one thing. A great debate that is coming very soon here to the world. Little do we know, but it is infecting us like a plague.
What is it?
In the world. It is called pumpkin spice. It is coming to us from all goddamn facets. There is now products all over the world, Joe.
Filthy criminal.
What's wrong with pumpkin spice?
Let me tell you what's wrong with pumpkin spice. When I grew up in the world, the only spice that signified fall was apple cinnamon.
Cinnamon was the king
of fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I say this time, hashtag dump the pump. And let me tell you right now, pumpkin needs to go down. I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it. Here it goes. Here is Pumpkin Sucks All hail apple cinnamon. Come on. Oh, it's that time of year, the leaves turn brown. Pumpkin spice lattes, the whole town's going down. Sipping on that orange brew with a grin so wide. But deep in my heart, I just want to hide. I see those car faces. The sweaters come out, so cozy, so warm. All right, that's, I don't want to give you all of it, because it's a very long song. Right. Let me tell you.
Just a tease.
A little, I want to tickle your asshole with a feather.
That was pretty good, Eddie.
Because, thank you, I wrote it myself.
Yeah, I know.
With no help from AI whatsoever.
That's right.
Yeah, not at all. Listen. Let me point out, though, there are tons of foods out there that are pumpkin spice. They now make pumpkins. You can go to Dairy Queen and get a pumpkin spice blizzard.
Wow.
Fuck you. That's shit.
That sounds good. Why can't we have a little diversity in life?
No, that's not diversity. That's literally, you're following the fucking cult. The cult of pumpkin spice. There should be one cult in the world. It's the cult of the Ham Radio Show. That's it. Even Tim the Minister is getting a whole shitload of holy water together to throw at all these products because the products are by the...
Hallelujah.
They're from the devil. The devil. Who needs pumpkin spice Oreos? Exactly, little girl. Yes. Pumpkin spice Oreos is a sin. It's a blasphemy.
Oh, my God.
Against a real Oreo. What's wrong with a regular Oreo, Billy? Perfect white cream.
Nothing.
Between two chocolate cookies. Delicious.
And it's great for vegans, too.
Great for vegans. Doesn't matter. What about we go through the whole thing? There is pumpkin fucking Twinkies.
Ooh.
No.
Pumpkin spice Twinkies. How dare you ruin...
Never seen them.
Ruin... The one of the greatest things that were ever made, which was a fucking Twinkie. You can live through a nuclear holocaust.
Twinkies are the greatest thing ever made.
Yeah, exactly. What, Joe? You're talking over people's lines yet again. What?
Pumpkin pasta.
Pumpkin pasta. It probably is out here somewhere. There's a list of all these things.
Pumpkin soup.
They got pumpkin. They got pumpkin.
Yeah, I've heard of pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks. Go fuck yourself, Starbucks.
Yeah, that's been around.
Until you're a sponsor, go fuck yourself. That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't be bad if they kept it to, say, I don't know, October.
Yeah, now it's forever. It's forever.
You get October
until the summer
in
starts.
November,
that's what they used to do.
They keep expanding and expanding.
It's spreading like a goddamn plague, Billy.
Pumpkin
because it's selling.
Pumpkin needs to stay with the
Tim
pies.
Horton's pumpkin coffee.
I like pumpkin coffee.
You got McDonald's making a pumpkin spice donut.
Nice double whipped cream.
Stop it. We need apple cinnamon to reign supreme.
I'm an apple cinnamon.
Hashtag dump the pump. I got one. I got a freaking
I'm an apple cinnamon.
Apple cinnamon. Yeah. Billy, are you a pumpkin spice or are you an apple cinnamon?
I eat pumpkin pie maybe twice a year.
That's not what I asked, sir. You stand up.
No,
are you a
meat.
Soldier? Are you going to fight the fucking pumpkins?
Will
come
you
on.
Shut up and let me
answer. No, because you answer with your fucking pumpkin pie story.
That's
no
it.
One cares.
I have maybe
two
slices of that. The rest of this shit, I don't
know. Hashtag dump the pump. Billy, join the fucking cause. Stop even having the pumpkin pie two times. Fuck that shit.
Like
fuck Thanksgiving. Don't have pumpkin pie. It's bullshit. Have a nice slice of apple pie with a little cinnamon and ice cream a la mode. Don't do what you're doing. You're fucking it up.
Starbucks make a fortune on that shit.
Starbucks is literally jerking off into each one of your cups. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's what they're doing. They're jerking off their pumpkin spice lattes into your fucking wallets and taking your money because you sit there and you buy, like Billy, I like pumpkin pie two times. No one likes it. Hashtag dump the pump.
Time.
Joe, what about you and your old ass?
I'm sorry. I'm for diversity.
Get the fuck out of your own house.
I want to try everything.
No, that's wrong.
I want to try. I want to have
you've
pumpkin underwear.
No, that's wrong.
Why not? Why can't your balls smell like pumpkins? It's not
Joe,
bad.
Your balls
they
always
look like pumpkins.
Your balls smell like pumpkins to begin with.
They do.
I know.
You're not going to wear pumpkin
you know, edible drawers or nothing.
Why
shit.
Not? You know,
why
you,
would he not?
You got a dog in here, man. Oh, a dog might bite
point.
You in the ass and all kind of shit.
There,
first off, how many times did Joe put spreadable pumpkin on his balls and have the dog lick it off?
I haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
Come
on. The dog's nickname is Pumpkin Pie Patty. Come on. Stop it. Just like Billy, I have pumpkin pie too. Joe's like, I have pumpkin pie all the time with pumpkin pie patty.
Yeah. Don't eat it.
Bullshit. Hashtag dump the pump. No, I'm telling you right now, this is a cause that you have to get behind because pumpkin spice needs to go down. Pumpkin spice, first off, sounds like the fat fucking girl that's in the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin spice. Doesn't sound like all the scary spice, the sporty spice, then pumpkin spice comes in. And Joe is old spice.
Old spice.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, dump the pump. Pumpkin spice needs to go down. It needs to stop what it's doing. It is taking over America. Jelly Belly. Makes great fucking jelly beans. Jelly Belly beans.
Oh, yeah, they
They're
do.
Now selling a whole bag of pumpkin spice jelly beans.
Oh.
What
See,
is wrong?
It up, man.
What is wrong with America, folks?
That's a good idea.
It's horrible. Wow. Coffee Mate. They're getting on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
they're putting their shit in the coffee. They're trying to affect your shit when you're at home.
Yeah.
Now they're infiltrating. The pumpkins are infiltrating your homes.
You know that the ravioli store today, they had pumpkin
ravioli. I don't want pumpkin ravioli. No, that sounds horrendous.
They had pumpkin ravioli.
How dare you, Joseph?
The pumpkin muffins. They had those.
Pumpkin muffins?
Now, look, you can have.
If you got a pumpkin muffin, you know, pay for Lackaby, I'll tell you.
We will let it happen. You can have a pumpkin muffin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's not bad. You have a nice pumpkin muffin. Ooh. But that's it. I draw the line when you start fucking making all this other shit. There's pumpkin yogurt now.
Oh, that's good.
Pumpkin spice yogurt. Fuck off.
Do they have pumpkin now, ladies?
They probably do.
Pumpkin potato chips.
I bet you there's a pumpkin spice chip. Somebody makes a pumpkin spice potato chip.
Pumpkin fish.
And they should die of gonorrhea. If you make a pumpkin spice potato chip, you, the guy that invented it, he should die. Everybody in his family just fucking falls off. And then we bury him in a pumpkin patch so they become fertilizer for their favorite thing, the pumpkin.
You never know what people eat.
Bullshit.
Yeah, pumpkin eggs.
I don't want
pumpkin eggs. Who has pumpkin eggs, Joe?
I think all the farm people are saying, we got to do something with these pumpkins. We raise a lot of crop, and we got to make something else out
because,
of it other than pumpkin pie.
Because they got coerced by corporate America, and the shit-kicking hicks, Tim. Let me tell you what. The shit-kicking hicks. They got bamboozled, befuddled. They didn't land on pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie landed on them. The fuck? How dare you, Billy?
I eat
pumpkin pie.
Orange is a lousy color.
You have to stand with the cause, Billy. You stand with the cause. Dump the pump.
All right, I'm going to run out and buy some fucking apple cinnamon waffles.
Exactly. Apple cinnamon waffles. You know what that sounds like? Heaven.
Oh, it's
heaven. Nice. Apple cinnamon waffles.
It's nice.
What sounds better, Billy? Apple cinnamon waffles or skank ass pumpkin spice waffles?
Yeah, you ever had?
What sounds better?
You ever had the apple cinnamon pancakes?
Better. Outstanding.
Pumpkin pancakes.
I don't even know where you went. I said they're outstanding. I didn't even know. You could have went my house?
No, at one. There was a time when IHOP was selling the apple cinnamon.
There you go.
Yeah. It's just delicious.
But we need IHOP and everyone else to acknowledge that the king that was before everything, before this pumpkin spice shit, was apple cinnamon. That was the king. Yeah. What happened? When did we lose our ground, Billy? When did we lose our ground?
We're in a revolution.
We had everything.
Pretty
we
much.
Had Apple Jacks. We had apple cinnamon Cheerios.
Yeah.
We had apple cinnamon pancakes.
Right.
Muffins.
Yeah.
Everything. We were reigning supreme. And then some asshole waddles into town shaped like a pumpkin. Goes into their local Starbucks and says, can I have a pumpkin frappuccino?
Is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
Hey, pumpkin's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's what
it is.
That's
a good point.
Fruit, I
think it's a vegetable. It's not a legume, is it?
No, it's not a legume.
He said it is a fruit.
It's a fruit. It has seeds.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's a it's a fruit. It's not even a vegetable.
It's true. I had to go, hi there.
Yes. At least they don't have tomato spice drinks and shit like that.
Yeah, see, okay. Now, Chris in the Facebook Live stream brought up a very interesting point. Pumpkins were innocent little things sitting in a patch. Who brought in the spice
Charlie
and got
Brown.
Them all messed up? Was it the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown? Was it? Hold on.
What spice are they using? Is it, you know, they're using garlic?
Allspice.
It's allspice. It's allspice.
Sounds good. It's got all the spices in it?
No, it doesn't have all the spice in it. Why do you have to fucking break it down to stupidity, Joseph?
Because cinnamon is the
It's a serious cause, Joe.
You know, cinnamon is
the, I got two ingredients in mind, Joe. It's apple and cinnamon. Well, you have all these other random spices.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, apple and cinnamon. It's one. Cinnamon is one thing. Apple, one thing. Together, they make the most delicious thing. This is
pumpkin
and spice. They don't even tell you what kind of spice.
Onion, pumpkin.
You could be having. You could have people taking fettuccine off their feet, and they make their fucking. They're scraping scabs. That could be in your pumpkin spice. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just pumpkin. Speaking out of turn. I don't know.
How about gagoots?
Well, you know, a gagoots. You could have a gagoots in there. Now,
how
a gagoots?
About bacon pumpkin? Bacon goes with everything.
I don't mind bacon. Apple cinnamon bacon sounds better than apple cinnamon pumpkin spice.
They don't have an apple cinnamon bacon, but they have an apple bacon.
An apple bacon.
How about pumpkin?
You know why? Because it's good.
How about pumpkin cheese?
Pumpkin cheese. Get the
they
fuck out of your own house.
They probably have that.
That's
they probably
disgusting.
Have a pumpkin cream cheese.
Sure, there you
to
go.
Put on your pumpkin.
Yeah, on your bagel.
Whatever.
They got pumpkin pie. Joe, I'm looking at this. Pumpkin spice. I'm looking at this whole list.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts. How dare you?
How dare you?
There hasn't been real fruit in a Pop-Tart in years. Why the fuck would you start with pumpkin spice?
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. Then you got pumpkin spice marshmallows. So when you're making s'mores, when your family's sitting at the campsite and you're sitting in front of the fire, the roaring fire's going, you got your marshmallows on a stick.
Yeah.
No, we didn't buy regular marshmallows like Americans. God damn it. No, we didn't do that. You know what we bought?
pumpkin spice
marshmallows.
I bet you they're going to make
Scotsiad.
Reese's Cups with pumpkin instead of peanut butter.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Might just.
I bet you there's...
Pumpkin's gotten real popular.
Yeah, I bet you there is tons of freaking items that exist that have now pumpkin in it that we wouldn't even think have pumpkin in it.
Correct.
And they won't even tell you now.
They
just sneak it in.
They're sneaking in a pumpkin.
I say we call ice for pumpkins, we stop this, Billy.
They got like 2 months to sell it, so now they're just overloading the market, get it all in, trying to make their
money. Got apple cinnamon Cheerios. Yeah. That wasn't that enough. Now we got pumpkin spice Cheerios.
It's true what Billy said.
Let's stop.
Know, around this time of the year, they get rid of all the crap. They sell like candy corn. Peeps.
I will not have you defile this war that I have against pumpkins, Joe, with your fucking candy corn propaganda.
Well, I'm trying to say certain times of the year they unload all this shit.
According to a lot of comedians, according to a lot of comedians, that candy corn is the same candy corn from fucking 5 years ago.
Yeah,
they take it out, they wash it, they put it in a bag, and they resell it because no one eats the fucking candy corn.
Yeah, even the pumpkin corn that people throw away.
Exactly. So why would they fucking make pumpkin spice in it? It's horrendous. It's crap.
What's the original apple cinnamon cold cereal?
What do you mean? Apple cinnamon Cheerios was, I believe, the apple. No,
Apple
Jacks.
Jacks.
Apple Jacks was first.
That's
yes,
the original. Right?
Okay, but either way,
that was some good shit.
That was good shit.
And was that Honey and Oats? Just got cinnamon.
So. Buy one, get one.
They got
free.
Cinnamon in just about everything. Yeah, yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is great.
Fucking Trader Joe's.
It's a good flavor. You know?
Trader Joe's has a top 10 pumpkin spice season. This is, I'm telling you. Hashtag dump the pump.
There
do
you go. You're
like
the Trader Joe's.
I'm not like you. They got pumpkin empanadas.
Oh.
How dare you?
Mm.
How fucking dare
that's
you?
That's got to be horrible.
Then spicy pumpkin samosas. That's when you're mixing the Indian food with the pumpkin spice. Mm. How dare you? You should just call it diarrhea in a box. That's what you should call it. Because no one's going to. They just take the box and they throw it right in the shitter. They got Trader Joe's gluten-free pumpkin pancake mix.
I knew that was coming.
Sounds okay in theory until you have one of Ricky's apple cinnamon pancakes, and you're like, what is this shit that's on my fucking plate?
Do
fuck you and your apple.
Do they make a
not loving apple cinnamon.
They make a pumpkin cologne.
What is this, Joe? What?
I said, do they make a pumpkin cologne?
They probably do. Look it up. You got a computer in front of you, dipshit.
I smell like pumpkin.
The Trader Joe's pumpkin Greek fat non-fat yogurt. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Pumpkin spice needs to go down. Dump the pump. Let me tell you right now, this makes me fucking sit there and do this. That's right. Yeah, I'm puking. You see, all these items, they're wrong. pumpkin organic spice granola. You even fucked up granola. How do you fuck up granola? Granola's a bunch of rocks and fucking twigs and shit in a bag. How do you fuck it up?
God, putting pumpkin in it.
Yeah, you put pumpkin seeds everywhere. Gluten-free, it is Joe's pumpkin ravioli.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Ah, disgraziad.
But it's gluten-free. Yeah.
It's thin stuffed pasta with cheesy pumpkin filling.
I got a bag of gluten now.
Disgusting.
This is real shit?
This is all real shit. Pumpkin butter. So, like, can I tell you what came first, Joe? Apple butter, apple first butter. Off. So you take your pumpkin butter and you fucking throw up from it. Disgusting. And where we got else here? Pumpkin ice cream. Disgusting. Pumpkin butternut squash mac and cheese, Joe. Ugh. Come on. You just fucked up mac and cheese. First off, in front of two black guys, you fuck up mac and cheese. How dare you? That's racist. Fuck off.
That ain't going with no fried chicken.
Yeah, right. No self-respecting man of color is going to serve his family for macaroni and cheese with acorn squash.
Grandma would kick you in the ass.
Exactly.
You know that.
If you went, Grandma, I made mac and cheese, she's going to look at you and then she's going to upchuck right on you.
Or I made pumpkin cornbread.
Fuck that. Oh. Cornbread is cornbread. Don't fuck with that shit.
They might like that.
And then they
may like that.
And then they got pumpkin cereal bars just to top off the rest of the crap that is pumpkin spice. Horrible. How dare you put somebody through that as they eat the most horrible, disgusting stuff? Apple cinnamon needs to reign supreme again. I don't understand why people can't just allow the classics to just be classics.
Yeah.
Why must we fuck with it? I understand Billy's comp, you know, oh, they got 2 months, but they don't sell it for 2 months. It goes all the way to Christmas. You can get a pumpkin spice latte on
absolutely.
Christmas.
Sure.
That's
season.
December.
It's the fall.
The pumpkin patches are dead at that point, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead.
But come January, everything's going to be non-fat, low-fat. And all that shit.
Yeah.
So what's the
that's fine. Those are the fatties, not on Ozempic or Mojaro or bulimic, so they
or
don't.
Or all those people that are on it that go, I'm going to keep eating whatever the fuck I want because this shit knocks it
exactly.
all out.
You start throwing up and shit. My whole thing is this. If you're going to fucking have it, think about how great this sounds. You're sitting and it's 40 degrees. You got a little crisp air. The fire is burning. You got a crackle, crackle. That goes to my friends at the bonfire. A little crackle, crackle of the campfire going. You sit there. You have a nice apple cinnamon donut and a nice warm glass of apple cider. You can't tell me a piece of shitty pumpkin pie could even be in the ballpark of how fucking great that sounds.
Oh, yeah. That's a good football game. You're
exactly.
Okay.
The bottom line is nothing touches apple pie, any motherfucker.
Apple pie. Apple pie. Pie. Apple pie. Pie.
Closest
apple
thing,
pie.
The closest thing to apple pie is peach pie.
I love peach pie.
Peach pie is delicious. Unless you have peach cobbler.
I was going to say, if we go to cobbler, like that. If you do an apple cinnamon cobbler over an apple pie. Apple pie is good, cobbler better.
Yeah. Well, listen, black people would prefer a sweet potato pie over a pumpkin pie.
Exactly. Where's all the sweet potato people? What, are you afraid of the blacks? That's what it is, Starbucks. You're afraid of the blacks.
Now, if you talking sweet potato, some of this stuff.
Exactly.
Sweet potato.
But they
different.
Didn't even put that in, Joe. They said go fuck black people. That's what I heard Starbucks say. I have a little insider email here. It says, from the director of operations of Starbucks, fuck black people.
Because let me tell you.
Give them pumpkin pie. That's what they say.
I haven't found it here in New York. But
what?
In Philadelphia, they sell sweet potato cake.
Okay.
That shit is delicious.
Really?
Sweet potato cake.
I'm not a fan of
sweet potatoes.
Not a fan of
sweet
potatoes, but I would try a sweet potato pie because you put a shitload of sugar and stuff in it.
I didn't make you sweet potato. That's right, because you don't eat sweet stuff
that. No, I don't eat potatoes.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make yours? Describe it to the people.
The way I make my sweet potatoes?
Yeah, like, is it with the marshmallows? What are you putting yours?
I don't put marshmallows. Sometimes I put pineapples in mine.
See how it's different?
I cook mine on the stove. Some people cook theirs in the oven.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Most of the time when you do marshmallows, you cook it in the oven.
Yes.
But I put mine in with cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Brown sugar.
Brown
white sugar. butter, and vanilla extract.
Can I get an amen?
And you mix it up, put the top on it, and just leave it. It makes its own syrup. It becomes a syrup.
Yeah.
And that takes goes into the potatoes. Absolutely delicious.
Ooh,
and then sometimes I put the pineapples, like I said. That's even better when you put the pineapples in it.
You get that recipe from the Waldorf? Or that Mama's?
No, no, that's Mama's recipe. That's Mama, yeah, right? That stuff. I added some, you know.
Yeah.
And let me tell you that his mama would never eat this pumpkin spice shit.
No, we want pumpkin people.
No?
No, you could even get sweet potato fries.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those
yeah,
exist. Yeah, I've right. eaten sweet potato fries. Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a fan of the sweet potato. However, I would have sweet potato pie out of principle. I know Billy, why don't we have it two times a minute? I don't care, Billy. I'm having it once, and that's it. I'm having sweet potato. Fuck your fucking pumpkin pie. You can eat the whole pie yourself. I, sir, am not going to travel.
I do not fear the punishment of disobedience.
You should. You should, because the pumpkin spice is the fucking punishment of all punishments.
Yeah.
It's wrong on so many levels, William. It's wrong.
You're not big on sweet potato pie?
I never really had it. Never
you,
had it.
Boy, I'm going to bring you some sweet potato pie.
Can you do it? Are you going to make it, or are you
no,
going to buy
it? No, I'm not make it. I'm going to bring it from someone
who does?
Is, like, known for their sweet potato pie.
Is it
pies.
Sylvia?
No.
Patti
no,
LaBelle no. makes some good sweet potato
pie. Patti LaBelle makes a fucking great sweet potato, according to everybody.
No, I'm getting it made, homemade.
She put her own diabetes in the fucking sweet potato pie.
Because believe it or not.
That's amazing.
Believe it or not, ShopRite sweet potato pie is delicious.
All right.
That's a good thing. Scoop for the
ice cream. A scoop of ice cream.
Songs about food. You know, songs mm-hmm. about food.
That's stop trying thing. To control the basement, Joe.
I love the basement.
I understand. And tonight we have the basement. Later on the program, Dollar Dollar Bill returns. And Ricky the Slickster. And now Minister Tim as well, hanging out for the entire show. We'll all be part of the basement. Everybody but Joe. Oh, just like Dallas Novelty. Geez. Everybody but Joe. It's just the way it works. 1-888-330-2569. That's 1-888-330-2569. When we come back, we're going to do, I think I have a little WTF news. I don't know. But I know I got the weather from our Nova Scotia know-it-all, the one and only Frankie McDonald will do that as well. When we return, it is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Pumpkin pie sucks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tutti frutti. Good booty. If it's tight, it's all right. If it's greasy, it makes it so easy.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
The all-new hamradioshow.com, the Canadian Wizard along with the Jersey Bisexual, have joined forces and improved the hamradioshow.com website. You now have many more ways to enjoy the show because of their genius. We are on TikTok, Twitch, Rumble, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, along with Pandora, but only in the good old USA. Nick and Marcus are true men of genius.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
You need to watch New York Ham on Asai TV. Asai TV and New York Ham. What a combo!
This is crack. Rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
DallasNovelty.com, America's adult toy store, was launched in 2003 by a pure entrepreneur, Nick Mahler. Since Dallas Novelty's inception, it has grown into a mega site for pleasure products offering over 17,000 items and has a strong following that rivals some of the largest online adult retailers. The two top adult business publications, XBIZ and AVN, have recognized DallasNovelty.com for our hard work and dedication to offering the best pleasure products available and the best service. The site has been consistently nominated year after year after year by industry award shows for their success in the e-commerce field in selling sex toys and other adult products. Our state-of-the-art warehousing system has everything ready to ship directly to you. You will get your package fast and always discreet. We ship discreet packages to customers from all walks of life, from A-list celebrities, porn stars, politicians, and the 89-year-old next-door neighbor lady ordering her new sex machine. We give the same discretion to all of our customers. All orders are packaged in plain brown cardboard boxes, USPS Priority Mail Express boxes, or UPS FedEx packaging. We offer unmatched customer service with a toll-free customer service phone line, 1-888-638-0682, or a quick email response at sales@dallasnovelty.com. Remember, we have the fastest shipping in the industry. To find the right sex toys or vibrators for you, please take a look at dallasnovelty.com, America's adult toy store. You will love it. dallasnovelty.com.
The onlyhamradioshow.com. The Canadian Wizard, along with the Jersey Bisexual, have joined forces and improved the hamradioshow.com website. You now have many more ways to enjoy the show because of their genius. We are on TikTok, Twitch, Rumble, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, along with Pandora, but only in the good old USA. Nick and Marcus are truly men of genius.
You need to call your local stations and demand the ham. Flood the inboxes of everyone you can at your local station. Blow up the request lines with Demand the Ham. Tell them you want the ham radio show on their airways. You won't regret it.
Demand the ham.
Don't forget to stick around for the maritime legend, Frankie McDonald's weather forecast for the world. And while you wait for that...
My Twitter is @FrankieMcD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. And my Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My TikTok is FrankieDonald1984. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to a ham radio show.
Boom, boom, boom. You always got to wait till the beat drops. Boom, boom, boom. This portion of the show brought to you by Dubby.
Woo!
That's right, Joe. Give me a Dubby.
Dubby!
That's right, dubby.gg. For further details, you go there. Let me tell you right now, they ain't messing with pumpkin spice. Hashtag dump the pump. They have gone out and made themselves a brand new flavor called s'mores.
Ooh.
They went a different route. Use milk with that one. Don't use water when you're making your Dubby s'mores. They also have brand new Japanese yuzu and Japanese soda. All these brand new flavors besides the ones that you've grown to love at dubby.gg. That's dubby.gg right now for further details. And let me tell you, they are the best energy drink that you customize. That's right. You go and you add water, or in some cases you add milk, and you make it happen. That's all you have to do, because let me tell you, Dubby! Joe, you missed your Dubby.
I know.
You want to do it again?
Yes.
Go ahead. Do a Dubby.
Dubby!
There you go. Dubby is the best energy drink that you customize. It's amazing. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. They are
Dubby!
There you go. For more information, go to dubby.gg. That's D-U-B-B-Y dot G-G. All right, I'm going to call him right now, our Nova Scotia know-it-all. Let's get him on the phone, the one and only Frankie McDonald.
We're going nowhere mighty fast.
Hey,
I'm
doing great.
Frankie McDonald, are you doing great today?
Yes, I'm doing great so far.
Frankie, then you give me that sweet, sweet weather as only you could do, my friend. I want to hear it. Tell me about it.
It's going to be really nice outside with chance of showers on Thursday and Friday in New York City. It's going to be really warm outside on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in New York City. That's Labor Day weekend in your area. Labor Day weekend in my area on the same day. Both Canada and the United States have a holiday on Monday. It's going to be really warm in New York City on Monday for Labor Day. New York is going to bring really warm temperatures in New York City, including Manhattan, New York, Queens, New York, Bronx, New York, Long Island, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Staten Island, and Newark, New Jersey, and all those places. It's going to bring really warm temperatures. As well as, and after cooler temperatures in Nova Scotia right now, in Los Angeles, it's going to be really hot as well. That's where Trevor used to live. Trevor's up in heaven with God. Eddie Pinocchio's doing great so far.
Woo!
Kimberly Schreider's doing great. Savannah's doing great. And Dragon Lady's doing great. And Danny T. Workman's doing great. and Kevin Noble, a.k.a. Irving's doing great so far.
Frankie, and you doing great?
Beverly, a.k.a. Christian, is doing great. And all the others are Trevor's After Hours, doing great. Eddie Finocco, the host of Hey Radio, is doing great.
Woo!
I was on the In Hot Water show today. Chino had to do early In Hot Water show podcast today. It's really, really hot in Vancouver, British Columbia today. In interior British Columbia, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Vancouver. It was really hot. On the west coast of Vancouver Island today, it was so hot. Chino had to do it early.
How hot
in
was
Hot
it?
Water show today because really, really, really hot in Western United States and America as well.
I think it was hot. Frankie, where can people hook up with you? Where can they get a hold of you?
Hey, one more thing. I got something to say. Chino is doing great. Kristen Mayer is doing great. Keanu Thompson is doing great. JZ Dior is doing great. Ebony Mystique is doing great. And the others are doing great. And Xia Anderson is doing great. And Garrett and Steve is doing great so far. And Chino's doing it in the Hot Water football show tomorrow night.
Frankie.
And did you hear about this? Chino's doing great so far. The host of the Hot Water show. He had to do it early in the Hot Water show today because Chino got other things to do. If you want to follow me on social media, my blue sky is at Frankie McD. And my link tree is Frankie McDelt. My Instagram is Frankie McD94. And my X for me Twitter is at Frankie McD. My link tree is Frankie McDelt. And my Threads is at Frankie McD94. My Facebook is Frankie McDelt. My TikTok is Frankie Del 94. My Clapper is Frankie Del 94. My Twitch is Frankie Del 94. My Snapchat is Frankie AmyCDN. My YouTube channel is Dogs Wolves.
Frankie.
And my LinkedIn is Frankie McDelt. Best luck to you. I'm Frankie Del. You're listening to AM Radio every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Atlantic to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Happy Labor Day to all
Happy
of
Labor Day, Frankie. Frankie, let me ask you a question before you hang up. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Frankie, let me ask you a question. If you had a choice between the best-tasting apple cinnamon thing on the earth and shitty pumpkin spice, what would you take?
Apple cinnamon.
Yeah!
The fact that you added the word shitty to it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Happy Labor Day, Frankie. Happy Labor Day. Thank you, Frankie. Frankie's hashtag dump the pump. He understands the mission.
Add shit to it.
Hey, you be quiet, you. Don't fucking interrupt my shit. Shitty pumpkin spice is losing. Hashtag apple cinnamon. Hashtag dump the pump.
Okay.
I'm sure I was clear.
Yes, I was very clear in that. There is no fucking middle way. You can't stick your toe in and be on both sides of this yard. You can only pick one, and it has to be apple cinnamon. That's how the game works. That's what we do, Joe, right?
That's right.
All right, well, right now it's time for the WTF News.
Live from the WTF newsroom, it's What the Fuck Action News.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Why? Because we can.
This version of the WTF News brought to you by New Dorp Barbershop, 658 New Dorp Lane, at 658 New Dorp Lane in Staten Island, New York. Call them up at 929-426-8101. That's New Dorp Barbershop. No, a cut above the rest. No. It's the Ham Radio Show.
So meaty.
So meaty.
Number one. Can I also point out that Billy's just a fucking sound effects fool today? He's just fucking hat. Like, I didn't even get the story ready to read. And Billy's like, he's hot on that trigger. We didn't even get anything out there. Now I have to find if I have a fucking thing. I do have a story here. From the beautiful land known as I don't know where it's from now because it fucking moved up. Anyway, there's a story out here about cows.
Huh.
All right, cows and firefighters. Norfolk. Norfolk is where, Billy?
I would guess West Virginia.
West Virginia. When firefighters in Norfolk fire and rescue in England. It's Norfolk. We're saying it wrong. It's Norfolk.
And Norfolk of Virginia.
He's in Norfolk of Virginia.
Norfolk of Virginia.
He's not Norfolk of Virginia. They're not fucking the Kennet. It's not fucking. You know what it is? No fucking in England.
Ain't no fucking at home.
In Hamlet. They were alerted to someone who spotted a particularly large cow. You know how they work. A large cow had gone for a swim to cool off in the canal and ended up getting stuck in the canal. All right? They sprang into action to move the big bovine. A squad of multiple smoke eaters, those are the guys that fight the fires in the forests in North fucking Virginia there. They worked in cooperation with special water animal rescue teams to pull out the massive bovine from the big old friggin' water punk. First responders tried to strap the animal, farm animal down, guiding him upstream, so they kind of tried to push the cow up the stream so he can rejoin the herd. A social media post by the department showed the delightful tale of them pulling the cow out from the hole. And the reason why that story wasn't great is because Billy didn't give me time to find the story that I was originally going to do. So there you go. Enjoy that shit story. It was horrible.
Did you find the one you originally
I was
do?
Trying to, but do we have time to do a second story?
Because
I know we have Anonymous Negro as well. And I don't want to fuck with
what
him.
What was that story about anyway?
I have no clue. It was a cow that was stuck.
A cow in a hole?
It was a cow in a hole, Joe.
There's going to be something come to, maybe the cow blew up or something like that.
Stuck in the water. He went for a swim, got stuck in the water, and he couldn't get out because shores were like.
Big shit. Big shit, Joe.
Happens every day.
Yeah. Good people came to help him out.
It doesn't happen every day.
Every day, the cows, they don't know where they're going. They're stupid.
So there you go. And that's been commentary from Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
They're stupid, the cow. They're stupid.
Can we move on to hot button topic number two, please?
Yeah,
get me out of this hole, please.
So meaty.
So meaty.
Number two. Even though the first story was more number two than this story.
What was that?
I'm not even going to read the story. I'm just going to ask because I watched a news story that came out about the driverless cars that they're testing, the taxis.
Yeah.
That they're testing here in New York City, which is supposed to be my first story, but forget about it. We'll just make it the second story.
Yeah.
But the driver, fuck the cow. I know the cow's still stuck in a ditch.
Jeez.
But we'll keep going. The driverless cars that are out there that are now taxis. That are out in New York. They're testing them out for the next couple of months. But my question is this. Yeah. Half the time you take your life in your hands when you get into a regular cab.
Sure.
Would you get into a no-driver cab? Like, there's no driver. You're in the back seat. The machine is driving you.
Right.
Now, what happens when that machine decides to fucking take over humanity?
Get suicidal.
And get suicidal, or it somehow, maybe it goes.
Malfunctions.
Maybe it goes like. Kill all pumpkin spice, and it goes and kills pumpkin spice. I don't know.
Well, I got to tell you, that's the future. We're going to see that. That's going to happen. Yeah.
It's happening now.
I mean, it's going to be like normal possibly.
Billy, stop trying to jump in.
No
right?
bus drivers.
You know that Joe's going to keep rambling.
No train guys, no nothing like that. You know, that's the way it is.
Now, wait.
Currently, while this testing is going on, there is somebody in the car in case something does go wrong. For them to take over.
That's what it's a trial.
Yeah, but then how does he take over? Are there pedals on the other side?
I guess so.
They'll probably get some homeless
guy. Wouldn't be the
stick
first
him in
time.
There with a bottle of gin and he'll just...
You know what I'm saying?
But
the
then
guy be sleep or
But then that's
shit,
drunk
right,
driving. That's not driverless.
And not for nothing. Suppose people
and
don't
not for nothing.
Pay. Who's going to stop them? There's nobody there.
Well,
I don't want to pay.
Well, you pay to get the car to show up.
You have to pay before time.
Yes.
Before you even know where you're going?
Well, you know where you're going. That's why you got the
fucking
car.
You put it in on the app where you're going. It's like an Uber.
Okay, well, they got it all figured out.
Listen.
But they don't got it over. What if it hits somebody on the way there and just keeps driving because it doesn't want to go to robot jail?
That's why it has
But they were having this out. Who remembers Total Recall? That movie, Total Recall.
Right, right.
And you didn't pay your fare. You didn't pay your fare.
Yeah, but at least there's a robot. In Total Recall, there was somebody that looked like a cabbie. Not an American cabbie, but look like a cabbie in the freaking vehicle. This thing is driverless. There's nobody in the driver's seat. The wheel is moving, the gas pedal, the brakes, everything's moving.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could get in that fucking car.
I would feel uneasy myself.
Yeah, me too. I would feel uneasy. Definitely.
I don't like being in a car with somebody else's car.
Yeah, I know. I could barely sleep or relax when someone else is in the fucking car.
I'm just getting used to getting on the air train.
See?
There you go, yeah.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't think it's fucking possible.
See, but the cars are basically driving themselves now any fucking way.
That's why there's so many accidents.
You know?
Yeah. Well, everyone hits a stupid little button, and then they just fucking crash their cars into shit.
No, I got to tell you, though, the cars are much better today than they were in the old days. I mean, I remember
when I was
a kid, like a Memorial Day or a Labor Day weekend, they would announce how many people died on the highway, and it was in the hundreds all the time. Well, yeah, it's not like that anymore.
So it's like that on a daily basis.
Yeah, we have hundreds of people die normally on a Tuesday, Joe.
Well, no, what I'm trying to say is the death rate in car accidents is like, you know, the insurance companies don't get a fortune because nobody gets killed anymore. You know?
Joe,
you got accidents, but you know.
You're welcome, Joe. Okay. It's me, Jesus. You're welcome.
Okay, well.
Those cars back then didn't have power steering.
Yeah.
No power steering, no power brakes.
Yep, that was the hardest fucking thing to do with
parking.
No seat belts,
you go through the fucking window, you know. Mm. I had a 54 Buick.
Oh, God, he's going to tell a story.
That had the knobs on the radio were like little spears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get impaled. Bah! Yes. Yo.
Yeah.
Automobiles, the steering wheel came to a rocket point.
Right.
Point a fucking spear at your heart. You know. And no seatbelt. Take your chances, guys.
Those some heavy ass wheels, boy.
But that's what it was. You know, we didn't even give it two thoughts to that shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Now every car has a crumple zone. Airbags blow up everywhere.
Padded, yeah.
And everything's got cameras, and it'll automatically brake and tell you when you're leaving your lane.
Cars are much better today than they were.
I don't know if they're much better, though.
They are. They're not as good looking, but they're better.
Joe, how are they flipping cars, flipping them on their sides, on their roof, doing 25 fucking miles an hour?
That was the
30
old
miles
cars.
An
hour.
Sure. No, now.
Well, now?
Read the fucking paper.
That
like,
doesn't
every
seem
2 days.
Nah, Joe doesn't read the paper. He just watches the fucking internet.
Well, overturned car because somebody hit it from the side or they cut the wheel too short.
Well, you know, a Ralph Nader will find that out and tell everybody you got to fix it.
Don't worry. Ralph Nader will handle it, Bill.
Well, what it is. But back in the old days, if you were driving 25 miles an hour and made a sharp turn, your car flipped over.
Right.
Because the cars weren't aerodynamically correct. Yeah.
But
I love how Joe gets out of the conversation. It is what it is. Anyway, don't worry about the facts, Billy.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you saying?
Fuck facts, Billy.
Joe, all those years ago,
yeah.
to get a license, you had to know how to fucking drive. Mm-hmm. Whereas now... You don't.
Nope.
You just pay somebody and suddenly, like, this fucking thing shows up in your hand. They did that on Staten Island with all these people.
Yeah,
that's illegal.
Yeah, as long as you do a straight line.
Thanks for clearing that up, Joe.
Thank you, pal.
Nobody knows how to drive because they never were in a car.
No, it's true. But that's, you know, that's the system.
Cars now come with power steering, power brakes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Power windows. Fucking, when I learned how to drive, you had to, like, you know,
cars are much nicer now than they were.
A bit nicer.
See, now they hook the cars up with navigation and cruise control.
Yeah.
Cruise control.
Yeah.
Back then, cruise control was like, oh shit, my foot's getting tired.
But still, I want to sit in the seat. I still want to sit in the driver's
seat. You hear they want to put that thing in, your car won't start if you're drunk, like a breathalyzer.
They have that.
Yeah, I know, but they want to do it like save the equipment.
Why not?
Well, when I don't bother me, you know, well, maybe sometimes.
I love how Joe's the one defending it, but then he goes, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, they want to do it in everybody's car. By the way,
if the car's autonomous, all you got to do is get in the other side and fucking push the button, it'll go itself.
Yeah.
There you go.
I had to drive my sister's car to the airport.
What kind of car
she
got?
She has a Jeep Cherokee. A brand new one. One of them fancy ones that you're all talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you. Hated every fucking second of it.
Why?
I am so used to driving my car that literally you hit the gas, it goes.
It's gushy bug.
My fucking car, that's a relic compared to these.
What's that car, 30 years old?
Probably, if that. My car, though, drives and drives well. It's still under 100,000 miles on my car.
They never stopped. It's
built like a Sherman tank. And let me tell you, with her car, everything is bells, whistles. It went to fucking cruise control. I didn't push anything.
Mm.
It went into cruise control by itself. And then I'm like locked in cruise control trying to get out of it. And I'm on a highway. And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck? What do I do? Because I didn't read the manual.
You hit the brake.
I hit the brake.
Usually,
nothing. It went on the screen like a... it started out looking at... Because everything's digital. So it started out with this fucking speedometer that was on the screen. And next thing I know, it turns red and gets smaller. Which I think means it was in cruise control at that point. And then I'm trying to...
Or you were too close to the vehicle in front of you.
No, that would be a beep. I got used to those. The beeps in the front, the beeps in the back. It tells you when there's a fucking speed camera. It does all this stupid shit. I like a car where you put the key in. By the way, no key.
No key.
All these new shits, no keys. Yeah. That's wrong. And also, she has a dial for a fucking gear shift. Fuck that shit.
I don't like that either. I like the gear shift.
Yeah.
Change the radio. Turn it up. Turn it down.
Yeah, I don't like the dial either. Yeah, I don't like reverse. The dial.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want any of that shit. I want a car, like... My next car after this
Alexa,
one dies.
Where's the restaurant?
Yeah, I don't want that. I want fucking a car that literally I get in with a fucking key, like a human. I open the door. I still have two keys. That's how old my shit is. I have two keys. I have a door key and a fucking engine key.
Wow.
And that's how you roll. Because that's like Billy was saying, that's how you had to learn how to fucking drive. This other shit, it's like it does everything for you, then it makes you a milkshake. I don't know what the fuck it does.
The only thing
it makes
you
everything.
Can't do is piss in it, take a shower.
Well, I did. Yeah. Because when it was stuck in cruise control, I pissed my pants.
What the hell? All
right, we got an anonymous Negro that we still have to play well.
Oh.
And then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get ready for the fucking basement. Let's get that door open.
Yes, sir.
Get that ready for them.
Ah, shut the hell up.
No. We got to do this, Billy, because he sent us an angry email. Because he wasn't on last week.
He was mad.
Because, of course, Billy not here, so we kind of got fucked up. I don't want any bullshit with anyone named Anonymous Negro.
I got to tell you, Billy, when you're not here, the show is not right.
No.
You better fucking show up, pal.
Because guess what? Then we leave Joe in control of shit.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, you really got a problem.
Yeah, back on the fucking... You know what Joe did? It just like the pumpkin spice. All right, play Anonymous Negro, and then we'll go to commercial, Bill. Please.
I loathe, hate, despise, detest e-beggars. They should all be rounded up and sent to North Korea to do slave labor. These worthless digital parasites who log on every day just to cry poverty into a camera like the world owes them rent money. I swear, the internet has turned into one giant street corner with Wi-Fi. You scroll through TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, doesn't matter the platform. Everywhere you look, there's some grown-ass adult sitting in a $200 gaming chair with LED lights behind them crying, guys, if I don't get $50 by tonight, I don't know what's gonna happen to me. Motherfucker, get a job. Uber exists. McDonald's exists. Hell, sell your plasma. Prostitute yourself. Do something. But no, these clowns would rather weaponize pity. They turn crying into content. Fake tears. Sad music. A sob story about how their cat died or their evil landlord is out to get them. And then boom, Cash App in bio. PayPal in bio. Amazon wish listing bio. Like, bro, this ain't a GoFundMe. This is a goddamn talent show, and the only talent you seem to have is milking sympathy from strangers. Christ, bums in New York have more dignity. And you know what kills me? They make money. Hard-working people out here grinding 60 hours a week, can't even afford groceries, can't afford gas, can barely afford the pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, but some useless internet slum dweller with a ring light just made rent by crying online. Stream. It's disgusting. They've turned laziness into a business model. And you want to know who the final boss of e-begging is? Yeah, that's easy. His name is Phil Burnell, aka Dark Side Phil. This man is the Michael Jackson of digital panhandling, the absolute gold standard of guilt-tripping losers. Every stream, it's the same greatest hits lines. Guys, I can't pay my bills. I can't afford food. I need your support. Let's hit the goal. Meanwhile, he's sitting in a condo, DoorDash and feasts, drinking gin, and blowing money on fucking WWE champions, all while filing for bankruptcy. This dude accidentally jerked off on camera once and still managed to get sympathy donations from the same dented special ed cases that emptied out their social security checks for this husk of a bum. That's not e-begging. That's Olympic level grifting. Phil is proof that if you have zero talent, zero self-awareness, and zero shame, you can make a living online by just crying and begging and blaming the trolls. He's not a content creator. He's a full-time internet panhandler with a capture card. If there's a Mount Rushmore of e-beggars, Phil Burnell's slanted, drunken face is front and center, carved in stone, and handing out a PayPal link.
I gave her a little pin, but she said, now stop the jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
I'm Uncle Eddie. Do you want to learn more about New York City? Are you too afraid to ask your local homeless guy?
What the fuck are you looking at?
This is my new home. With that pigeon. Hello, pigeon.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, then you've come to the right place. You need to watch New York Ham on Asai TV. Asai TV and New York Ham. What a combo!
Legacy Comics wants to know if you are a graphic novel aficionado, then you should know that all of our books will kick ass. Our stories will be fun, gritty, and legendary. This is our legacy to you and our readers. We will accept nothing less, and you shouldn't either. That is the Legacy Comics pledge. We are dedicated to preserving what is so great about comics. Our stories are written by lifelong fans of the industry, and those who have been published and recognized for their work. Our editing team consists of an award-winning journalist and those familiar with running websites with well over a million daily active users. The visual look of our books is brought to you by creators who work outside the industry as commissioned artists along with those inside the industry as pencilers, inkers, colorers, and letterers, as well as variant cover artists. We don't mess around. We are dedicated to preserving what is so great about comics. You won't be disappointed. Next time you are online, check out LegacyComics.com. That's Legacy C-O-M-I-X.com. Tell your friends also.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
We at XSuit.com believe that you should never have to sacrifice comfort for the sake of style. The clothes you wear should complement your looks and your lifestyle, not just your looks. Traditional suits are stiff, uncomfortable, and a hassle to maintain. Maximilian Perez had an idea to create the ultimate solution. After months of research and prototyping, the first XSuit was born. Made with wrinkle-resistant stretch fabric and utilizing proprietary nanotechnology to add stain and odor resistance, it was the first of its kind. The XSuit broke boundaries and set new standards, which led to it being featured in popular publications such as Forbes, Business Insider, and Mashable, putting XSuit in front of thousands of men worldwide. Join us on our mission to create modern clothing that's comfortable, stylish, and easy to maintain for men all over the globe. We seek out and develop the most cutting-edge technology in order to make the most comfortable clothing that keeps you looking your best all day long. Check out our suits, shirts, jackets, pants, along with many accessories at XSuit.com. That is XSuit.com.
So I got a question for you, folks.
Tired of boring radio?
Yeah.
Three songs, then 15 minutes of mind-numbing commercials only to hear the same three songs again, just in a different order. You need to call your local stations and demand the ham. Flood the inboxes of everyone you can at your local station. Blow up the request lines with Demand the Ham. Tell them you want the ham radio show on their airways. You won't regret it.
Demand the ham.
Would you like to be a guest? The door is always open. Hit us up at the website, hamradioshow.com, and let us know. Now back to the show.
In this town, keep it real, we break the mold. We're living life out loud, not doing what we're told. Parties every weekend, it's a wild show. But there's one guy saying, man, I just can't go. Joe's on the sidelines, looking kind of low. We asked him to join, but he said no, no. With all the fun around him, he's lost in the flow. Sitting in the corner while the vibes just glow. Sex is for everybody except Joe.
That's right. This portion of the programming brought to you by DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com, where sex is for everybody. Everybody but Joe. You know the rules. There's always one. There's always one green dildo that fucks up all the mix, and it's Joe. And he don't get no poo-poo nana. What he gets is maybe some spit in his hand and maybe a dirty movie. But you know what he doesn't get? He doesn't get the wide selection of vibrators, butt plugs, sex dolls, and other items that the wonderful place called Dallas Novelty has. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary as we speak. Let me tell you, it's an AVN award-winning website. It's got discreet billing, fast delivery, and discreet packaging shipping. It is the creme de la creme of you, creme de la creming. That's right. It is DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com, where sex is for everybody. Everybody but Joe. It's a sad story. It's a tale as old as time.
The sons of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. And radio.
Class is now in session. Welcome to the basement.
Basement.
Your place for musical wisdom and tidbits. Rick drops the knowledge, and Billy sprinkles some nourishing provisions. Hopefully this will brighten your musical appreciation.
Hey, welcome to the basement where all your memories are stored.
Okay.
Woo! He said the thing. He said the thing.
We missed last week.
You sure did.
But we're going to go back to... You know, same artist, same type of artist, different genres.
That's a good genre.
Oh, that old chestnut.
I think you may enjoy this one because these are crooners.
Oh.
These two are crooners. They were, you know, big time with the ladies.
You're going back in the years?
One ended up becoming, you know, probably the most famous, if not the most powerful entertainer in the world. And... the other one was, you know, a R&B legend. Uh-huh. So far, made a lot of babies on his music.
I can't imagine.
And so forth and so on. So this week, we're going to different genres, same artists, different genres.
Gotcha.
We're gonna
one
go
day
with,
he'll figure out his own
yeah,
gimmick.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We,
one day.
We're going to go with Frank Sinatra and Marvin Gaye.
Oh, wow. Very different names.
Yeah, different genres, but they were type. They were pretty much the
yes,
same artists. And people
yeah.
know that Marvin Gaye idolized Frank Sinatra. Matter of fact, his first album on Motown was like Frank Sinatra type, Nat King Cole type music and so forth and so on, whatever.
This should be very interesting.
And then Berry Gordy was like, we gotta fix this, bro. This ain't gonna
and
work.
Berry Gordy looked at him and said, you're black!
Yeah, this ain't gonna
let's
work.
Let's fucking R&B this shit up, no. please.
And the personality of the art, like Frank Sinatra rehearsed, mm-hmm. and Marvin Gaye shouted out of the cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole different kind of world.
But they were crooners.
Yes, they were.
And this is what the ladies loved about them.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Ladies love the crooners.
Love the crooners. Used to dress, you know, had their suits, their hats and everything, this and that.
So
until the 70s,
uh-huh.
when Marvin Gaye got to that revolutionary type,
he
started wearing the boots and the jeans
yeah.
and so forth and so on. But Marv was Marv. So we're going to start it off, Billy, if you're ready.
I'm already.
We're going to start it
ready?
Off at number 16. This was Marvin Gaye's first R&B hit. With Motown, it was called Stubborn Kind of Fella.
Oh, yeah. I love it. This is a song of my band. Stubborn kind of fella. Yeah, that was a great song.
Yeah.
But then again, right. everything he fucking did was great.
Oh, his early stuff.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's nice and raw to me.
Yeah.
You know, his early stuff, so.
Joe, why don't you say fucking cheap in the basement, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, Bill, you want to take number 15?
Yeah, hurry the fuck
all
up,
right.
Bill.
All right, it was so nice. Frank Sinatra named it twice.
No. I can't make it there. Any up to you. New York, New York. Shit, I'm stuck up. Somebody, by the way, wrote a song called My Twat. To this song, I don't know who it did. It was a classic. I'm not joking. Right. We can play it later if you wish.
I think I have it in the archives.
I know. I think it's possible.
I'm sure.
There's an artist that is out there.
All right. So number 14 is a song called "Try It, Baby." This was written by Berry Gordy for Diana Ross. Because when Diana Ross started getting famous, he thought she was going to, like, forget about him and start, you know, what she did eventually and, you know, take off and do her own thing.
What a bitch!
So this song was written about her. If you listen to the lyrics, but we won't hear all the lyrics, but, yeah. Try it, baby. Number 14,
why
Marvin Gaye.
Just try it, baby.
That old Motown sound
and his smoothness,
because
Berry, you see how he gave you that hard sound with Stubborn Kind of Fella, and that raspy rough sound, and then he turned around and do Try It, Baby. He just as smooth as he can want to be. That's why I tell you. So you hear the Frank Sinatra type and the Nat King Cole,
because that's kind of Nat King Cole stuff, right?
The early stuff when he first started out, he wrote his stuff.
Yeah.
But Berry Gordy was big on his writers writing for them and stuff because he wanted to keep all that money in-house.
All the royalties.
So he had his writers. And, you know, Holland Dozen Holland wrote for Marvin Gaye and Mickey Stevenson and guys like that, whatever. So he didn't do it. His early stuff he did, like Stubborn Kind of Fella he wrote.
Yeah.
Hitchhike, Pride and Joy, things like that, whatever. So,
those are all great songs.
Everything to get you in the door. All right, take you back to like a new network and a Sunday night TV show.
Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Oh, wow.
This was about his prime of his voice, too. Because Sinatra's voice, it did weaken at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so
weaken? He forgot his own lyrics.
Well, you know.
Well, Joe.
But during the 60s and the 50s and the 60s, his voice was so beautiful.
Yeah, the 40s.
When he 40s first was came when he came up.
Yeah.
When he was a string bean and he was good looking.
Oh, Frankie.
I rubbed my clit to you.
And did them chicks go crazy?
He was like, you know.
Yeah, but before him, because you didn't see that. I know Bing Crosby used to get that, but not like Frank Sinatra got.
Sinatra
was the first one to have all them girls out there going crazy.
Yeah,
like
but Bing Crosby was too busy beating his kids. Moving on.
Some say that was set up, like his promotion people put the girls out there and told them to scream.
I said that about Elvis a lot. You know, Colonel Tom Parker. But, hey, maybe he did.
We don't know. You know, we can't ask either one of them.
But it caught on.
Yeah, but Elvis came, what, 13 years later?
Oh,
so, you know,
Elvis came a lot.
Regardless, the man was the innovator. The women were coming out for him. There was nobody doing that before.
It's just a way of getting the guy's name in the paper and, you know, it's just publicity. Yeah. It's, you know, showmanship.
Yeah, you know what you got to do.
It's what it takes.
Know, like,
not one of you got me chicks to jump out.
No, we do.
They coming.
Tried.
They coming.
We tried.
They,
we tried,
they jump
refused.
Away right now, but they coming.
Thanks a lot, Frederick Douglass. Now back on to the basement.
Number 12 is I'll Be Doggone by Marvin Gaye.
I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me.
Oh!
I'll be doggone if love ain't a man that's free.
Oh,
baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving queen.
Baby.
I'll be doggone.
I tell you, that's what I love about this segment, you know. I ain't heard these songs in a long time, and not tomorrow. I'm going to listen to Marvin Gaye all day long.
That was an old school house party song.
Yes, sir, yes. Sir. It was.
Tim the minister's right. He used to have house parties.
Some great times
in the church basement.
I'll be doggone.
I'll be doggone.
By the way, the songs that I picked for Marvin are his real early stuff.
Yeah.
This is not going into the 70s. This is his 60s music.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Before he became a protester.
Yeah, because he was still wearing the suits and stuff during that time. So I wanted to get lined up with Frank Sinatra and stuff. Whatever. So,
good move.
All right.
Next!
Yeah.
Who is asleep at the wheel here?
Luck be a lady.
Stick with me, baby. I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Nowadays, it's lucky she's a lady tonight.
I have to tell you, when we used to finish the gigs at 4 o'clock in the morning, there was this, they used to call it the Milkman's Matinee, and there was a Symphony Sid was the DJ, and this is what he played. And we'd be driving down the highway going home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's what you'd be hearing, man.
And do you remember, by the way, the beginning of the Howard Stern movie?
Which
in
one?
Private Parts, when he goes to the job with his father?
Uh-huh.
And the guy breaking the records was Symphony Sid.
Symphony Sid, right? Yep. Yeah, right.
And that was the guy having the fucking wig out in the thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Symphony Sid. Milkman's Matinee.
All right. We went way ahead of time right now, but yeah.
Why?
No, we are. We're a little way. But it's okay.
You're not that fucking ahead of time.
Well, the way Joe rambles on.
We'll
get there, yeah.
Joe will go, remember that Marvin Gaye's Black? And then he'll go into the whole story.
It was, wasn't it?
I used to play with black guys. Let me tell you, the black fellas, he'll just go ramble and then we'll be fine.
Good times, though, Joe. Right?
Yes, sir.
Good times.
All right. We at lucky number 10.
Lucky number 10.
And this is Can I Get a Witness by Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
I'm high, I'm aware, but tell her it ain't fair. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I want a witness.
And we stole this from Sesame Street.
Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen.
Especially you girls.
Tim the minister just had a revelation.
Great.
Jesus in his name.
That was my mother's song. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Oh, my mother would play that song to death.
Ricky's mother, the Virgin Mary. Wanted a witness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're black or white, it doesn't matter. Just all the powers of the Jesus. Billy, what do you got
for
us?
Do you think maybe Jesus said, I got the world on a string?
Oh, I know, but Frank did.
Or was that just Frank?
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
It's funny, this song's about one time he wrapped his finger around a tampon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What a world.
World on a string.
Man, this is a lie. Hey, now, I'm so in love.
And if you listen very carefully, you can hear him pulling the tampon out. Listen. There it goes.
Look. You can still see when they was doing those TV specials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They sing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially around the holidays.
They always had the cigarette burning in their
hands. Yeah,
hand,
yeah,
like,
while
you
were singing, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
It's a great show for you tonight.
I still watch Ed Sullivan because it's back on Sundays,
yeah.
You know. On,
and they got all the old
on MeTV.
Show.
Yep, they show all the old stuff.
Can you imagine if Ricky actually did smoke weed?
and
you be smoking, you be fucking passing out to Ed Sullivan. You would think that you time travel back. Because you would get so zooted. All the shit you watch is old shit, so you get zooted, and now you wake up going, holy fuck, Batman and Burt Ward are here.
You know, I find myself, you know, in the past a lot. My brother always tell me, you got to get your ass out the past, because that's where I had my best times, man. You know, you sit there listening to that music. That music take you back to exactly where you were at. You can remember exactly where you were.
Absolutely.
You understand? When you hear some of these songs and stuff, it's like, when I hear Grazing the Grass,
right?
We were playing Skelly when I first heard that song. You know what I mean? You know, and whatever. And Love Makes a Woman by Barbara Acklin in the building. In our building we were growing up in 231. I was coming out the building the first time I heard
Jackson
that song.
Five.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, Ed don't want me getting on that because he always say I always find a way to squeeze Michael Jackson in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Every fucking basement.
Well, that was his famous artist.
Yeah. I bet you.
Do I hide it?
No, that's cool.
I bet you Dollars of Donuts is a Marvin Gaye song, and he goes, and then it was later done by Michael Jackson.
Well, unfortunately, that's not.
I'm sure you'll find a way. Don't jinx yourself. I'm sure you'll find a way.
All right. Number 8 was another one of my mom's favorite songs. This was Pride and Joy.
Uh-huh. Good song.
You got Smoothie was in this.
To give you all my love, and that's why you are my pride and joy. And I'm telling you, world, you're my pride and joy. I believe I'm
and
yours.
That's when that dance, the twist, baby was out.
That was my part. Pride and joy.
Yeah.
You remember the
pride and joy?
No, I like the beginning when you first started. Cause you go, my pride and joy.
But they never let me sing lead. I have a terrible.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Come on, let me sing you with no. Get out of here. Sing Pride and Joy.
Yeah. So,
sing Pride and Joy, goddamn.
When these songs came out, I was barely out of Nut City. So you know Ed was smothered up in Nut City back
then. I wasn't even around. I wasn't even a thought. I don't think my father even had nuts.
That song came out in 1963, the year I was born. Yeah. You know, because Marvin Gaye really hit in 62. Anybody know how he started out? He was a drummer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was a drummer at Motown.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Harvey Fuqua, who was part of the...
Fuqua!
What's that? They did the Ten Commandments of Love. I can't remember the group name right now. But he brought Marvin to Motown.
Okay.
And he was a drummer. And they heard him sing, and they said, "Oh, we gotta get this guy on tape."
Ricky, that's a great story, but can you just say Fuqua again?
Fuqua. Harvey Fuqua.
Fuqua.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuqua.
It's a very fun name to say. Fuqua.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like a curse or a sex position.
Or
what are you doing? I got a Fuqua.
Or what is that? Goose liver? Fragua?
That's Fagua. This is Fuqua.
I thought it was some kind of French or some shit.
No, a Fuqua is when the Arabs want to kill
that's
you.
That's a
right?
Fatwa.
That's a Fuqua.
All right. Can well, we see? I told you that Joe was going to be the one to ramble?
Well, no.
I told you.
I'm not rambling. You asked a question.
No, I did never ask you a question.
You sure?
Not once did I say, "Hey, Joe, let's fuck up the basement while you talk."
Oh,
I've never said that. What's next?
It's on subject, so he's not fucking it up.
Don't be kissing the white man's ass. Yeah, Billy, what do you got for me?
No wonder you probably have many strangers in the night.
Something in my heart.
I know what song he's playing.
I must have you.
I gotta tell you, these guys have so many hits.
Yeah. Strangers really, in the night.
I like having their royalties for about 8 seconds.
People, we were strangers in the night.
Always playing somewhere around the world.
Private jets over there, you know. Talking about fuck you money. That's fuck you money.
Mm-hmm. See, the lyrics, man. You know, you hear the lyrics on these songs, man. It's just, you know.
Well, Sinatra didn't write more.
Nah, he didn't write none of this stuff. But the lyric, but again, whoever was writing the songs were
great.
They
picked the best. Yeah, only Sinatra.
You know?
Only the best.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Got Nelson Riddle doing the arrangements and shit.
What's the one he did in Goodfellas?
The one he did in Goodfellas?
Who's that? Songs in Goodfellas?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
There's probably tons of shit.
Sure, yeah.
Well, you had Dean Martin in there. Mm-hmm. You had Frank Sinatra. You had pretty much every that was in the Rat Pack was in that.
You make a mafia movie, you got to have a Tony Bennett song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to have a Frank Sinatra song. You know,
and it's usually all the same songs.
Maybe Frankie Lane. Maybe. I don't know.
I know they then they had Bobby Vinton. Who was that?
Bobby Vinton.
He was singing on his... Singing on the stage. Yeah.
This is right before Joe tells you. Great topic, guys. Mob songs.
Yeah, it was Nat King Cole. I mean, he's a good actor. I mean, he's a good performer.
Work for Scorsese.
Nat King Cole was, to me, was the best, you know, when you think about it. I mean, even Frank Sinatra.
What about Michael Jackson?
Frank Sinatra was even saying, like, you know, Nat King Cole. He said, he couldn't touch Nat King Cole. Whatever, you know.
Well, Nat King Cole was a merry old soul.
He had to smoke about 50 packs of Cools a day just to get that voice.
Yeah, forget it. But that's the smoothest dude I ever heard on record.
Nat King Cole
was smooth. Yeah. His early, early stuff, I ain't talking about...
Unforgettable
and all that. His early stuff. Like, just before Route 66,
uh-huh.
When you hear him do Route 66, uh-huh. That's smooth, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. Yep.
Ricky's rubbing his nipples.
I'm telling you, man. That's smooth, bro. Yes, sir. If you learn to take a timely tip down the highway.
Why am I getting hard? Highway, that's the best.
Fucking weird. Get your kicks.
I got pre-cum.
On
Route 66.
What number are we on?
What number are we on, Joe?
Oh, okay. That's your way of saying, Rick, shut the fuck up and go ahead.
No, right. I would just say, Rick, shut the fuck up.
That's all right. You know, okay, number six.
Hey, Route 66 to six.
This is a Smokey Robinson song. This is Ain't That Peculiar.
Oh, yeah. I know the flowers grow to rain, but how can love go?
Marvin, can you sing this? I'm having sex with one of my maids. Yes, Smokey, I got you.
Apparently somebody tried to break into one of his houses this weekend.
Yeah, probably one of the maids. I left my panties on the fucking window.
You know, Ain't That Peculiar. You hear them lyrics in that? Mm-hmm. So poetic, bro. Mm-hmm. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow through pain?
Well, that's all lost, because today everything's fuck this, fuck that. That's another reason, like,
they're just straight to the point now.
Yeah, there's no...
What's up with the ass?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Oh, come on. You don't like the song, I'm Gonna Lick Your Butthole?
No.
Am I the only one?
Probably. You're the only one that heard it, too.
Yeah, probably.
Is that a real song?
What do you mean, heard it? I wrote it.
They were pitching the bitch when Teddy did Close the Door and Turn Off the Light. They were like, that's a little too subjective.
Talking about romantic. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, please, that's nothing. Yeah. Today, compared to today?
Right.
Shit.
So who wants to come fly away with me?
Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me.
Let's fly away.
Nice recordings, man.
Yeah,
really nice.
I gave Joe a book on all of Frank Sinatra's recordings.
And the history of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, the history of Frank Sinatra,
You want to know something about Frank Sinatra? This is the fucking Bible.
Yeah, I gave it to him for Christmas.
Yeah.
He was like, you gave me this? He couldn't believe I gave that
Yeah, Christmas was supposed to give. We play. We're supposed to give shitty
white
gifts.
White trash Christmas we do.
That ain't no shitty gift, man.
Yeah.
That was cool shit.
He said him and his wife was up all night the first day he got the book. Yeah.
Reading that book.
Yeah.
I gave Joe a book, too. He didn't like it.
Yeah, no.
It was fucking How to Do Radio for Dummies. Yeah.
Screw Magazine or something like that.
Screw. And Black Tail. It was Black Tail.
Now, this next song by Marvin Gaye was written by Holland Dozier Holland. They wanted him to record it, but he was in a rush. And he didn't want to, stop by and do any recordings. He wanted to just go home. He's in the studio all day, this and that. They begged him to stay. He said, you know what, put the song on, I'll do it, and then I'm out of here. And this song he did on his first take, and this is what you hear now. This is How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
No, how
another
sweet it
smooth
is.
You
know what's crazy? I actually like James Taylor's version.
Yeah, it's different.
It's more folky, but you know, whatever. I mean, no one touches Marvin Gaye's version, but still, but James Taylor is it, you know. Yeah. I tell you a quick James Taylor story before we go to this. We used to have the Katie Couric cancer thing at the Waldorf.
Oh, I wanted to fuck her so bad.
Yeah. All right.
Good job, Rick.
Yeah.
You gave him ammo.
I'm sorry.
They were doing Motown night.
Yeah.
There, so all the songs were Motown. Smokey Robinson was there. James Taylor.
All the Pips.
Whatever. And they were doing My Girl.
Ooh.
And when it was time to sing the song, James Taylor didn't want to do it because Smokey was there. So he felt like, yo, Smokey was going, no, go ahead, sing it. He He would not do it. He wanted. He wouldn't. He wanted Smokey to do it. He wouldn't do
it. Yeah, I agree with him. He shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. You sing it with Smokey. That's what you do.
Maybe if they did it together as a duet type of deal or something like that, that would have been cool. But to Smokey to do it, then him come on and do it again, that's like an insult.
Yeah, because, you know, he wrote it too. And shit,
I, I do it better than you?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, they probably wouldn't have done it twice. They probably he was going to do that, and then Smokey was going to do something else. The 9 million other songs that Smokey had. So, I mean, I doubt they were going to go back and forth with it, but
You never know.
Let's see what happens. What do we got next?
That's life.
Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just
pick myself up and get back. In the race, that's life.
That's life. That's life.
Sinatra loved these songs.
Yeah, I know. Like this was one of my favorites. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you got to tell yourself that, man. Yeah. Get your ass back up and get in that race, bro. You know,
Well, a good song, tells a story.
Yeah.
You know,
it's and a bad song is sung by Joe.
Or written by me, that's for sure.
All right, so this next song. My Marvin Gaye was also Marvin sung this song first. We had a lot of different versions of it, but Marvin did it first, and it sat on his shelf because Berry Gordy hated it.
Oh.
So Norman Whitfield kept trying to get him to release the song. He wouldn't do it, so he said, "Look, I don't want to hear about it, whatever. Do it, whatever." So he recorded on another artist. And they had a hit with it.
Uh-huh.
Then he released Marvin's. Berry said, "Go ahead and release it. Just leave me the fuck alone." Okay. And it became Motown's first million seller.
Really?
And this was in 1968.
And it was.
I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh.
Pull up your underwear. You could have told
yourself. You gotta wonder what goes through the head sometimes, because, you know, like. You know the song is great. Of course we know it's great. You know, history's proven it great. But the truth of the matter is, like, you know, why did you hate it? Why did you hate it?
See, the lesson I get from that is, just because this person made all these, that's one person's opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't mean that he's right. You understand? He was wrong about a lot of shit.
Sure, yeah.
You know, because, you know, he didn't like Aretha Franklin. That's why Aretha Franklin wasn't on Motown. Because he didn't like Aretha. Smokey brought Aretha to Motown.
Yeah.
And he didn't like Aretha, so, you know.
He's kicking himself in the ass over that, okay?
Yeah, well, maybe he made enough with the artists he had, so.
Yeah. You know, like you say, you know, if you get 7 out of 10, you know, you're doing all right.
That's true.
All right, so finish it off, Bill.
Yeah, he was probably running around saying, "We're going to do everything my way."
Oh, I see what Billy did. That was a segue.
I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way.
That's a nice recording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, some of the newer recordings of Sinatra, I should say, are not as good as the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, because Sinatra was in better voice or whatever it is, but, you know, he's really hitting it.
Mm-hmm. And after a while, they come out just because you're Frank Sinatra. They don't give a fuck if you sound fucked up or not.
Yeah.
Very true.
You know, so, yeah. But that's another segment of The Basement.
Nice
I hope
sound,
you enjoyed
guys.
It.
Nice sound.
All right, and...
You didn't say the line, so I just pushed the button. Because you're like, "This is new set in the basement," bro. And then you're like,
"Well, you know, it's
say a say the line, say the line."
You want me to say the line?
Say the line.
You really
I
want
do.
Me to say?
I want you to say the line.
Oh, damn! I forgot the line. What is?
See, I knew.
All your memories are stored.
Oh yeah.
Come back next week to the basement. All your memories are stored.
Okay.
I hope we brought back some memories and created some new ones.
I totally knew he forgot the fucking line.
He did. Yeah.
I did forget for a second.
For a second, you forget.
Had brain freeze.
Yeah, more like a brain fart.
All right.
So, Tim, thanks for hanging out today on the show.
You're welcome.
Tim, the minister, do you have anything you want to plug?
No, I'm good. I enjoyed the show.
I'm
good.
The
show.
Nice to have you. That makes one.
Yeah.
The rest of us didn't give a shit.
The force is strong.
Thank you so much, Ed.
You're welcome, Tim. My new friend, Tim the Minister.
Bill, Joe.
And Joe, yeah. Yes. Joe is
thank
there.
Thank you, guys. Rick.
Of
old friends, man. Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed the
old
show.
Old friends and new friends. And
yes.
All kinds of friends.
Getting teary-eyed.
I am. I think mine's just gas. I haven't figured out what
that's
it is.
That's probably why my eyes are tearing.
But there's a swelling somewhere in my belly. It is the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio. Please, we have no clue what's on next week's show. Hell, we never do. But we will figure it out. As we move on and we move forward in life, yet again, I also want to say that you want more candy. He's trying to say to you. I have to always like intersect it.
I don't want to be hollering. You know why you talking, man? You know how you get when you get interrupted.
That would be a first
a
for this fucking
yes,
show.
Is, I'll tell you.
Fucking Joe interrupts every goddamn second.
Better look before you shoot next time, little man.
Yes. We'll figure out what the hell we're doing next week on the program. Also, yet again, our condolences to Battery Boy tomorrow.
Yes.
I have to go to the funeral. You'll find out probably via social media if I'm a pallbearer. We'll find out. We'll play that game tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on there. I'm sure it will be a lovely service, and... even a better party in honor of his mom who passed away. It is the Ham Radio Show. Like I said before, we're going to leave you right now. AMF, my friends. Remember, though, also, before we say AMF, remember, free speech is never silent. So always speak this fuck up. And, Ricky, if you're going to fuck that chicken, what are you going to do?
You better use a rubber.
Also, happy Labor Day to everybody.
Yeah.
That's this Monday. On the calendar, and then we start September. And September 2nd, big day. Howard Stern returns. Stephen A. Smith starts his new show. Barstool has a brand new Wake Up Barstool TV show. And Uncle Eddie returns to SiriusXM after his vacation. Coincidence? I think not. AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and is broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on hamradioshow.com. All material heard is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Any reproduction or rebroadcast or retransmission of the show's material without written consent of Ham Radio is strictly prohibited.
This isn't happening.